quote, friends.
And in my case, they usually come on now to insult me. Anyway, guys, time is up. Thank you so much, Sebastian Payne from the Financial Times and Paul Connew, columnist for the New European. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, John Holmes, you're up.
Hello, Carol.
What have you got?
Well, there will be things. One of those things will be a man from TalkSport, we do this on a Friday, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz whatsoever. He'll be going through the showbiz for us.
I think that's
it is. He's called Reese. And then we will take all of the insults we've got over the preceding week from trolls and haters, so text or tweets or whatever. We give them to a man called Con. He goes in the lift. The lift goes downwards through the building as he reads them out. We call it condescending.
That's very good. Yeah. So can I give you some of mine as well?
Please do.
To get rid of that.
Absolutely. We embrace it. We're not going to bin it or report them. We embrace this stuff. So all of
great.
That coming up.
All right. John Holmes up in a minute. And it's just left for me to say thank you all for your company. I appreciate it. It's been great fun for me. I hope it's been the same for you. See you again soon.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £75 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is. You know, it actually is. Hello, it's 1 o'clock. It's Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May and Corbyn trade blows, calls for parents to check kids for knives, and Potter prequel stolen.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says the Prime Minister wouldn't be able to stand up to Donald Trump's US administration. The Labour leader claims the war on terror has been a failure. Theresa May's campaigning for the Conservatives in the North East, where she's attacked him for abandoning patriotic working class people. But UKIP leader Paul Nuttall, who's out and about in Bolton, says neither of those parties are appealing for voters there.
There are a huge bank of people in the North and in the Midlands and in working class communities in the South who will never, ever vote Conservative. Now, they're not going to vote for Jeremy Corbyn's Labour because they see him as a throwback to the 70s. These people will go out and they'll vote UKIP.
Donald Trump has admitted Russia was on his mind when he decided to fire FBI Director James Comey. The US president's accused Mr. Comey of being a showboater who's left the FBI in turmoil. Police are calling for parents to do more to make sure their children aren't getting involved in knife crime. Police say knives, axes and swords are among more than 2,500 items seized in schools in England and Wales since 2015. Alf Hitchcock is the lead on knife crime at the National Police Chiefs Council. He says mums and dads should check what their children are taking with them to school.
The vast majority of these weapons are the knife taken out of the kitchen drawer and taken into school. So really important that they do that.
Important that schools, together with the police, are giving the education to children.
An investigation is underway after a video emerged showing a man barging his bike through a level crossing barrier at a station in London, narrowly missing a train. Police have described his actions as stupid and reckless. And J.K. Rowling's urged anyone offered a one-of-a-kind Harry Potter prequel written on a postcard not to buy it. The 800-word story was stolen from a house in the King's Heath area of Birmingham. It was bought at a charity auction for £25,000 9 years ago.
Alf Hitchcock.
That's his name, unless talking, I've got it wrong.
Alfred Hitchcock. Talking about knives.
Maybe.
He directed Psycho. And the shower set. That's famous for it. That's brilliant.
I really hope I haven't got his name wrong.
Alfred Hitchcock. Speaking about knives in schools.
I mean, it might be a different one.
Yeah, but the coincidence of that is too great. Given his classic movie scene of the shower. Wow. Do you think you've got his name wrong?
I'm really hoping I haven't, but it wouldn't be the first time.
No, there's every chance. And spokesman for knife crime, Quentin Tarantino, says... What?
I'm going to check.
All right. Good. Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How are you today, Victoria?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good. Yeah. Had a haircut?
I did, actually. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it all right? Because last time I had a haircut, or the time before...
I think both times.
Yeah. What did you describe it as?
Neat.
But in the American sense of, hey, guys, that's really neat.
No, not in the American sense. Oh. Just it made you look neater.
Do I look neater?
Yeah, you do.
There we go.
But I told you today it looks nice.
I like to groom.
I don't want to know about your grooming.
Okay. Right, so then, shall we?
Weather.
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it is.
So heavy thundery showers across part of the UK this afternoon, but some warm sunshine in the west. Cool and cloudy for the northeast. Highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, for that news. And now, we present Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says his side aren't prepared to just roll over and let Chelsea take the Premier League title this evening. Victory for the leaders at the Hawthorns would make them champions with two games to spare. Pulis says Chelsea would be worthy champions, but he doesn't want them celebrating on his turf.
They deserve a hell of a lot of credit. We'll give it our best. You know, I think we have a responsibility to our supporters. We're still chasing a points tally that will keep us in eighth position. So we have a lot to play for, and we're looking forward to the game.
Meanwhile, a point for Watford at Everton would guarantee their top flight status for another season. And there's a Scottish Cup final dress rehearsal with Aberdeen taking on Premiership champion Celtic. Harry Redknapp signed a one-year contract to remain as Birmingham manager. He saved the club from certain relegation, winning two of his three games in charge. Finally, there's one game in the IPL later this afternoon with Rising Pune Supergiants taking on Delhi Daredevils. There's full match commentary
on
TalkSport 2. Yep. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Ben with his pre-recorded sport. It's Friday afternoon, and we've a show. We've a show afoot. Here it comes.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £75 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Yes, indeed it is.
Noisy, brash, irreverent, hyper-energised.
We don't breathe when we're asleep, do we? Or do they hand it in to specific journalists on the line to the feeding of farmyard animals? It's not a bad solution, is it? Right, well done, good.
Comey toes.
Rob West from Morgan & West. What is today's bonus news? And telling you what they're doing. Non-specific gender water people as well.
They include Marshall the Pug.
Cornelius has just pointed out that he's dressed as Delboy. But quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
So please do subscribe to that. Michael McIntyre's here. You remember it, don't you?
It's good.
Fidget spinners.
Has sparked a police investigation.
Anyway, he deliberately ate a great big whole egg in his face. Egg.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
comes no responsibility.
Yep. Hello, good afternoon to you. And welcome to a Friday's worth of some radio. Now, if you're after details, they are this. It's talk radio. And we're going headlong at the 1 till 4 slot. Like Jeremy Corbyn running over a cameraman's foot. Now, for balance, as we said on the show yesterday, that cameraman now has to have his foot run over by all of the main party leaders, as in an election period. Strict rules appoint very clearly to impartiality. So the news this afternoon is that that cameraman who was taken away in an ambulance is now having to lie in the streets at least twice more. So the Conservatives, Theresa May, is going to run over his foot. Tim Farron's then going to have a go on it. Paul Nuttall's going to run over his foot after that. And the Green Party then going to run over his foot, but in an electric car. Of course, also in the news today, Jeremy Corbyn has been doing a speech at Chatham House saying that, and I quote, he's not a pacifist. He is not a pacifist. This, of course, in the wake of criticism over his policies on Trident. Although I think hurting a cameraman to prove that he's not a pacifist is possibly labouring the point. Or, for balance, conservativing the point. Liberal democrating the point. UKIPing the point or greening the point. Meanwhile, in other election news, the Tories have said they're going to target, that's a quote, Labour's deserted voters. Now, whether or not that is with Trident, we are still waiting to hear. We are hearing rumours out of Westminster, though, that the targeting of Labour voters with a nuclear missile is rumoured to be a key Conservative manifesto pledge. So. And for their part, again, for balance, we have to be balanced in an election period. The Liberal Democrats have said this afternoon that although they would use Trident, they would reprogram it to do a U-turn halfway towards any target and then come back to Britain. So, all the latest on the election. Anyway, hello. Welcome indeed. I am John Holmes. And I imagine you're wondering just what's coming up on today's thing. Well, it's Friday, of course, so that means we will be taking your requests and dedications. It's what we do on a Friday. We throw it open to you. Now, over on Radio 2, of course, which is essentially where we stole the idea from, Simon Mayo throws it open to the listener with requests and dedications for music. It's a music radio station. We're not allowed to do that under our licence regulations, so we open it up for speeches and talks. We're a talk radio station, I think. So if you'd like to hear your favourite speech or talk this afternoon and dedicate it to someone, that's absolutely fine. Or you just want a shout out, as a DJ might say, then do get in touch. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with any with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, perhaps this is just an example. Maybe it's your daughter's fifth birthday. You'd like us to play former US President Thomas Woodrow Wilson's final address in support of the League of Nations. He delivered that, of course, on the 25th of September, 1919. And perhaps you'd like to play that for your five-year-old. And do you know what? It would be our pleasure to do that. What a great birthday
wish.
It's
a banger, that
one. It is a banger.
No other way to describe it.
It's an anthem for me.
Yeah, I'd say banger.
Bang, it's a banthem.
A banthem.
Okay. So if you'd like a speech or talk, as a request or dedication, get in touch with us this afternoon. The big story's on the way. Of course it is. We've got Headline Hijack this hour as well. We invite you to make up a news story and shove it towards Victoria. And she may well say your words out loud in the 2pm bulletin. Your made-up news story masquerading as truth. Fake news writ large. The lines are open for that. The number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on
Start Twitter. Your message with any word.
Would you like to tell us how much the texts cost, Cornelius?
Yes, I would.
And how much is that?
25 pence plus
yes?
Your standard network rate.
That's
what a deal.
What a deal that is. Also, well, it's Friday, so a man from TalkSport will be here. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He's called Reese. He'll be going through the showbiz. We will be bringing you the day's election latest, of course we will, as once again we play Follow the Leader. There's the big debate at three. All the other big stories are, of course, analysed on the programme through the medium of Japanese poetry. The news is complex, and if you break it down, we have discovered, into syllables, strict, rigid number of syllables, 575. You get the news analysis that is the news in haikus. That's on the way. Oh, and good news, by the way, if you're a hater or a troll, because it's Friday, it means we've gathered up all the abusive texts and tweets that this show, or me personally, or anyone who works on the show, has got in the past 5 days or so. And rather than bin them, what we've done is we've given them to Cornelius, or Con, as he insists is short for Cornelius, even though it isn't.
It isn't.
And then he goes in the lift and reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building later. And that is in a feature we call Con Descending. So if you hate the show, get your hate and abuse to us now, and you could be featured in that. Work experience punditry on the way as well. That comes today from our work experience, Kieran. He's going to be looking ahead to your films for the weekend. We have guest action as well. Comedian Carl Hutchinson joins us later. Now, he's obviously flogging a tour or something. That's why he's here. And that makes it today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. And being a Friday, if you're a regular listener, you'll know only too well that we see you into the weekend with live music. And we do it by dragging a busker in from the streets and shoving them in our Talk Radio Busker Session studio. It's basically Virgin Radio studio downstairs. That we sort of hijack. So that's on the way as well. And by the way, quick point of order, this show will accept military action as a genuine last resort. This show will accept military action as a genuine last resort this afternoon before 4 o'clock. Just need to make that clear. Right, our female gang behind this afternoon's Radio Terror plot, Asprod Cass, is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
Hi, Cass. Hi. You know what? Hi.
Yeah, what?
You know what? Friday. You know what would cheer you up, don't you?
A witch's cauldron, brew, egg, any one of the...
No, sleeping with the Chuckle Brothers, I was thinking, because they're always happy, aren't they?
What?
You could sleep with them. To me, they'd say. To me, to
you're
you.
Disgusting.
All right. Close all the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Hayden's and Cornelius.
Hello! Sorry. I slept with a Chuckle Brother last night. I just can't stop smiling.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Good. Did they manoeuvre you down the stairs in a comedy way?
Yes.
Okay. Right, good. I'm John Holmes. It's the afternoons. And you know what? We're going to talk about today's big story. But to get there, as you know, we need to play you some music. The clues as to the big story are contained within the music. All you need to do, play along at home. No prizes. Play along at home. What is the big story according to Murray Head spending one night in Bangkok?
Thinking town,
get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move
purist.
There it is.
I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Murray Head from the musical Chess. One night in Bangkok. It links to today's big story, of course. It can do it through the title, it can do it through the artist. But how does it link? Play along at home, of course. Cornelius has been playing along in here. Cornelius...
I've never heard this song before.
It's great, isn't it?
Sounds like one that would be on one of the radio stations on Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
It is a great song. But how does it link to today's big story, though? Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok.
Is it about that one night in Bangkok you were telling me about earlier in the office?
Don't talk about that.
Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it.
Try again.
What's it called?
One
Murray
night,
Head.
Murray Head is the artist.
Murray Head. That sounds like Beachy Head.
Oh, right.
Which is where people kill themselves, John.
Yeah, yes.
Is it that?
No.
Good. Where is Bangkok? Thailand.
Yep.
Is it something to do with Thais?
Ah.
Is it actually... Oh, is it Philip... no, not Philip. The guy who's married to Theresa May.
Philip.
He likes Thais. Philip May. Is that right?
It's not that, no.
No. Mr. May.
Shall I tell you?
No.
Oh.
So, yes.
Okay. Right, so... We were just answering Cass there, who said in your ears, Con, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Right, no, I'll tell you why. It's Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok, right? And take the word head there. Take the word head.
I've taken it.
Right. And now put that another word next to it. Head something.
I've just got a stern warning from Cass.
I thought you might.
Head... Head job.
What even is that? I don't want to know what a head job is, but it's not that. Put another word next to it that goes with it.
Headmaster.
No, it's not. It's headlines, right? Because Murray Head, headlines, right? So, and in Bangkok, they probably do drugs. So, right, headlines. And today, what I think is very interesting about the newspapers, okay, and how they spin things, the Telegraph have gone with one particular headline, right, reporting on a big story. The Guardian, while I know politically they are opposed, have gone with the opposite headline. Now, only one can technically be true. And I'm quite interested in, and this is all relating to Labour's manifesto, okay, and the League. But the Guardian and the Telegraph have gone in such opposite directions, it's sort of like, well, they can't, where's the middle ground of this? Anyway, I think that's quite an interesting sort of arena to talk about and how newspapers spin stories according to their political allegiance. We are going to talk about that. We're going to find out how it works. We're going to talk to a guest. Cass is through the glass. She's going to get us a guest. And I think she's still giggling at the phrase head job. Is that...
That'll deflate it.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Yes. Or she's still with the Chuckle Brothers.
Stop saying that! Where does that come from?
Chloe, get us out of this quickly. Chloe, press the button. Chloe!
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio. Have I got
PPI? Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check. Have I got PPI.com? That's CHECK to 80800.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great, but only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh, which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy-free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Problems on the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire. Long delays following an earlier breakdown between 17 and 18 Sandbach and Holmes Chapel. Queue starts at 16 for crew. Travel time of around 40 minutes. Southbound side of the A1M through Cambridgeshire. Two lanes are closed due to an accident. Carlin trailer involved between 15 and 14. And finally to the coastbound side of the M20. Entry slip road partially blocked there due to an accident. Car and lorry involved at junction 7 for Maidstone. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am John Holmes. It's coming up at 25 past the time, and I think it's time to talk about today's big story. Now, we know that Labour's manifesto was leaked yesterday. Of course, we know that. And ever since, the media have been busy jumping all over the details of it like a gleeful child on a 1970s space hopper. Something, of course, along with chopper bikes, the document revealed Labour were planning to bring back to replace trains. Late yesterday, the Labour Party bigwigs had a meeting. I'm not sure how many of them. We did ask Diane Abbott, and she said it was 50. Then she said it was 100, and then a million. It was hard to pin her down on the numbers, to be honest. But some had a meeting, and they came out of it saying that they look forward to the release of the manifesto on Monday, even though, of course, we've already read it. I don't know about you, but I'll be queuing all weekend outside Labour Party headquarters to get one of the first copies and get it signed by Jeremy Corbyn. I can't wait. But here's the thing. How did the meeting go? Well, here it is. If you look at the front page of The Telegraph today, here's the verdict. Their headline, Labour MPs ditch Corbyn manifesto. Right, that's what The Telegraph have put. But if you read The Guardian, the headline reads, Party backs radical manifesto. Now, even though those two papers have separate political agendas, that is a pretty odd scenario, given that one must be wrong, presumably. But which? With both papers claiming a completely different version of events, how does this come about and who are we supposed to believe? On the line, Neil Wallace joins us. He's a media commentator and ex-newspaper editor. Good afternoon, Neil. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So how do we get to a position where, you walk into your newspaper shop, wherever you are, you're staring at two different headlines on the same story saying the exact opposite? Is it just political agendas or is, this is a hard one to spin either way?
I think you're making the mistake, a completely understandable mistake, but you're making the mistake of imagining that truth is a major part of this. And the fact is that it really is about interpretation. You can interpret what has happened in several different ways. The draft agenda that was leaked so comprehensively has been passed. So therefore, yes, the Labour Party, the Clause 5 meeting yesterday, which it was a meeting of about 80 Labour Party bigwigs, both from the parliamentary party and the official organisation, they agreed to back it. So yes, it's been backed. However, there are various things in there that are very clearly things that Jeremy Corbyn won't like. Such as, I mean, having said that, there's lots of things there he will absolutely adore, like nationalising everything. But he will not be happy by the fact that the Labour Party have effectively insisted he endorses Trident.
Yes.
And that's where that sort of difference, and, you know, you pick your way through it, you pay your money, you get your choice. Is it wholesale acceptance, Guardian? Is it major rejection, Telegraph?
So is it a case... is it a case of, you know, is it as simple as... Because I, you know, having these... Because it's not often... We often get opposing points of view in newspapers, I get all that, but the headlines are so diametrically opposite to each other. It just feels like... You know, slightly more than just a spin on it, because it's kind of like, well, one must be wrong. They're either backing them or they're not.
John, I think that you were right earlier when you pointed out, you know, this is general election territory. And what you now have is newspapers retreating to their partisan touch. So you will have the Daily Mail, you will have the Telegraph being ferociously anti-Labour in their interpretation of everything, and ferociously pro Theresa May.
Yeah.
And similarly, you will get equally diametrically opposed anti-Tory views out of anything that Guardian runs or the Mirror runs. And, you know, that, to a certain extent, critical faculties get suspended somewhat during something as important and as tribal in a way as a general election.
So it is a case of them just nailing their colours to the mast, yeah.
Well, spot on.
Yeah.
You've got that absolutely spot on.
And it's interesting, isn't it?
Where we are.
And interesting, I mean, in terms of, as an ex-editor, in terms of where those battle lines are drawn and the timing is, because I think the reason I find this interesting is because I think today's headlines were the first time in this election where it's just gone, right, we're that and we are that. And do newspapers tend to wait for a moment like this in order to go, right, we can now draw the line and here we go?
I mean, yes and no. Yes, in as much as there becomes pivotal points in a campaign.
Yes.
What you will see, really, and is the drip in the main throughout the campaign. So everybody, well, you see, Jeremy Corbyn doesn't play fair on this because he sets himself up so wonderfully all the time to have the mickey taken out of him, you know, such as not turning up at his own launch for that poster yesterday. You know, it would have taken him 5 minutes to have simply turned up, opened it, gone away in 5 minutes. But then the truth is that the Labour spin operation is not very good. It's simply a reality. But then there becomes pivotal moments, the big launches. And one of the things that you have to remember is there is nothing that newspapers love more than busting embargoes and breaking stories.
Yeah.
So, you know, they fill their boots when they can say, they don't want you to know this yet, but... And so that's why you see the sheer outright joy of newspapers, whether they're newspapers or whether they're TV, radio, the idea of being able to say, I'm telling you something that they don't want you to know, is simply wonderful.
I loved the real contradiction this morning in one newspaper, which was the Mail, the front page of the Mail today, which was Corbyn's fantasy land. Of course, it's the Mail.
Yes.
But what I did love is they wrote, and you've seen it, I'm sure, Neil, he even runs over, this is about Jeremy Corbyn, he even runs over a BBC cameraman's foot, right? Yes. But the Mail hate the BBC. So it's almost, they're going, oh, look at the bad thing he's done. But inside, the Mail must be going, brilliant, he's run over someone from the BBC, we hate them. So it's kind of... You know, they'd have been glad if you'd run over 50 feet, I imagine, from BBC people.
Yeah, and the irony is, of course, is that actually Corbyn was being driven in a car driven by Scotland Yard. They were police protection officers who've actually run down the BBC. Not that the Scotland Yard, I suspect, mind too much about maiming and damaging anybody connected with the news media. But if you go back to the big question, what you're really seeing now is you're seeing feral tribal politics coming out, and all the newspapers, left and right, are of pretty much the same area. So you have to read with pretty much a discerning eye and sort of pick your way through these things. And you can do, really.
Neil, thank you very much indeed. Neil Wallace there, media commentator, ex-newspaper editor. He knows what he's talking about on that. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. In the next half an hour, we will be going through showbiz. That's right. Also favoured by the newspapers, isn't it? The showbiz. One man who works for TalkSport, called Rhys, has no interest in or knowledge of it. And so he'll be here to review it for us in the next half an hour. And headline hijacks on the way as well. Details coming up. Now, just after 1:30... Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn insists he's not a pacifist, accepting that military action may be necessary as a last resort. During a speech in London, the Labour leader's also challenged critics of his national security and foreign policy.
The war on terror, which has driven these interventions, has not succeeded. It has not increased our security at home. In fact, many would say just the opposite.
Theresa May has accused him of abandoning patriotic working class people as she seeks to attract traditional Labour voters in the northeast of England. While the Liberal Democrats, they plan to legalise cannabis so it can be taxed and sold on the high street, would be brought forward if they gain power next month. Former N-Dubs rapper Dappy is due in court charged with assault. The singer was arrested after armed police were called to an altercation in Hatfield and Hertfordshire on Wednesday. Owners of HP laptops are being warned about a potential security issue. A bug's been identified which records all of a user's keystrokes on some models sold in 2015 and last year. A newspaper editor has been ordered to pay out more than £3,500 for only skim reading an article which was likely to identify a victim of sex offences. 37-year-old Thomas Sinclair, who runs the Ceredigion Herald, is going to appeal against the conviction for breaching a law that gives victims anonymity. And Olympic sprint kayaker Liam Heath is among Team GB stars of last summer's Rio Games, picking up honours at Buckingham Palace. He's receiving an MBE, as is multidiscipline Paralympian Kadena Cox. The weather, heavy thundery showers across part of the UK this afternoon, with some warm sunshine in the west, cool and cloudy for the northeast, highs of 19 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
Thank you, Victoria.
Why are you giggling?
No reason. So, there's a text in for you.
Oh, no.
It says, it's from Clarkie. It's a Twitter, I beg your pardon.
Hi, Clarkie.
Come on now, people. You've been on the air for 23 minutes. That's how long ago this came in.
Yep.
And you've not even mentioned what bonus news we're getting today. Jeez. So, Clarkie's very keen to know.
Okay.
So, I read to you.
Vegetable news.
There you go, Clarkie. It's vegetable news today. Bonus news, of course, at 3:30. Victoria's bulletins, smaller than they used to be. We have to make the time up because she gets paid the same. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today it's the turn of vegetable news. Any hints so far?
I've not looked into it
yet. Of course you haven't. I didn't expect an answer in the affirmative and I didn't get one. Thanks, though, Victoria.
That's all right.
Great. Vegetable news on the way in a couple of hours' time. Right. Headline hijack is on the way next. Details coming up.
The radio station that knows how to throw a political party!
Order. Yes, I've got a bit of a headache too.
Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count. It's gonna be a good one!
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. Join the conversation party. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am John Holmes, it is Talk Radio and this is Headline Hijack. You know the drill. There's not a drill. There's no drill involved. I mean, what is involved, though, is using some words that you know and then putting them down in an order that makes sense, in an order that reads a little bit like a made-up news story. We call it Headline Hijack. One story, one such tale, One such news lie will feature as fact in the 2pm bulletin as Victoria reads it out loud. There can be only one. I'd very much like it to be yours, sir, but you have to be in it. It's not a competition, but, you know, to win it, to get your story in anyway. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's right. So this has come in from Lionel. Tomorrow's Eurovision Song Contest in Ukraine could be under threat, as reports are that people producing the show have run out of glitter, which is normally provided to the competition by Russia, who have pulled out of this year's event. Organisers say they're hoping to get the go-ahead to put the show on, and if anyone has any ideas towards a solution, then to get in touch. Now, you can get in touch with us, and we will pass your message on to Graham Norton, who appears to be in charge of it. Tell you what, if you've got any glitter around the house... Okay, you know that people just have random little pots of glitter. You might have one. You might have a Gary Glitter album. Send that as well. And you probably don't want it anymore for reasons. And then pop that in the post to us, Talk Radio, glitter collecting system. Talk Radio, the radio, London. We'll pass that on to Graham Norton for the... Imagine the spectacle of that. I don't know. Have we got an entry in it this year? I don't really know what's going
on. Yeah, we do.
Who is it?
Someone.
Is it Paul Weller?
No, he said he would do it, though.
I thought that, yeah, I thought.
Which was weird, yeah. But he's just got albums to sell.
Right.
That's why he said it.
So who, do we know who's doing the UK? Maybe it'll be in the showbiz news with Reese, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I'll ask Reese, he'll know. So,
he won't.
So who, I don't know, but anyway, Britain have got an entry.
I know the person looking after the entrance dog, and not that well.
Great anecdote, but you are going to have to explain it now.
Just someone who I once worked with tweeted that they're looking after the dog of the Eurovision entrant at the moment while they're in Ukraine. Yeah.
Okay.
Very odd, isn't it? Weird connection.
They should have taken the dog. People like a dog.
They do. Dog could have been part of the performance.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, remember when Bucks Fizz famously... Whipped off the skirts.
Yeah.
Now, either you could dress the dog
in a skirt,
or for a more amusing spectacle... Right. Mm-hmm. What if, and bear with me on this, what if you had a dog on stage with you?
Defo.
Right. But you ripped its fur off.
Right? I don't think people would like that.
No, hear me out.
Sounds a bit cruel.
No, hear me out. It's not the dog's real fur. Similar to Bucks Fizz, whipped off the skirt, what was underneath? Not a nude Bucks Fizz.
It was a shorter skirt.
Another skirt. So what you do is, you dress a dog in a dog outfit.
With longer hair.
Yeah. And at a pivotal moment of the song, you rip that off, and underneath is the shorter furred dog. What a spectacle. While being showered with glitter sent in by Talk Radio listeners and Gary Glitter albums dropping from the ceiling on a dog.
Well, that's cruel as well.
In a dog outfit. See? Where's the spectacle gone? Where's the spectacle gone? It used to be brilliant, didn't it, the Eurovision Song Contest? But they don't have that sort of stuff anymore. No, it didn't.
Was it ever brilliant?
No, I don't think
so.
No, it's always rubbish. But and the dog. Who was the one with the beard?
Conchita?
Yes.
Is that right?
Did she win?
She won, yeah.
There you go. Well, there's another thing. So what you could do is shave the dog down and leave just a beard on the dog. Or rip the dog costume off. It's naked beneath. It's shaved off. But it leaves a furry beard on the dog. People like that kind of thing.
They do.
It's a winning spectacle, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Anyway, ideas to win the Eurovision Song Contest with spectacle. Get them to us, why not? 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And speaking of Eurovision Song Contest and all things show business, we'll be bringing you the Showbiz Roundup next with Reese from TalkSport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europe Car deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europe Car, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europe Car, moving your way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. A Kind Revolution. Out now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Very busy on the M6 southbound through Cheshire between 20 at the Limited Change and 18 at Middlewich following an accident earlier on, and there are roadworks as well causing delays. The M1 southbound has two lanes closed off between 19 for the M6 and 18 for Rugby because of a broken down car transporter. Queues are back to 20 for Lutterworth. An accident involving a car and a trailer has closed off two lanes on the A1M southbound in Cambridgeshire between 15 at Sawtree and 14 at Alconbury. An accident shutting one lane on the eastbound M4 between 18 at Bath and 17 at Chippenham. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much to talk about, of course, news-wise today. Certainly, I mean, for a start, Trump has given that interview, of course, saying it was all his idea in the first place to sack James Comey, the director of the FBI. That's what Trump is saying. And then he's also said, what's wrong with me talking to Russia? That can only be a good thing. And then he said, I have no interest in Russia whatsoever, no property, nothing. Seemingly forgetting about those hotels he's got in Russia, by all accounts. Anyway.
Well, he's signed those over to his son now, hasn't he?
Yeah, I suppose that is technically true then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, so that's, you know, as Talk Radio's political editor, I do have to make sure, well, fact-checking is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Consider yourself fact-checked.
Yeah, well, I do. Thank you for fact-checking me.
No worries.
All right. Appreciate it. But there's that going on. Of course, Jeremy Corbyn's done a speech to Chatham House this
morning. That's correct.
Thank you. Talking about his approach to Trident.
Probably.
Yeah, good. And that's the missile, not the chewing gum, just to be
clear. Yes, that's correct.
Yes, and saying that he's not a pacifist and would be willing to go to war in the right situation, an extreme situation. Mm-hmm. As a last resort, I think he said. Meanwhile, of course, Theresa May is going around the country saying things.
Northwest.
Yeah, that's right. Tim Fallon saying other things.
Yeah, Gloucestershire yesterday.
Paul Nuttall saying things.
Bolton today.
Yeah. And there we are. So that's balanced. But the thing is, it's all very complicated, isn't it? Even for a political editor like you.
I mean, yeah, I still can't get my head around
No, I know, but it's all right because we're here to help, as you know. What we do is we take the news and we drill down into it on your behalf. We analyse it. And when you do that, of course, what you find down in the core of the news is a little bundle of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables again. We present the news explained in haikus.
Thank you.
sheepdog runs off with one of the flock. I guess they're on the lamb.
Headline on the front of the Mail, it said about sheepdog running off with a...
I think the dog just ate the sheep.
Maybe it was part of the Eurovision spectacle rehearsals. You know, we were talking just before about how we don't do well in Eurovision anymore because the spectacle has gone since Buck Spears took the skirt off, the skirts off each other.
Mm.
Yeah, well, maybe that. Maybe a dog and a sheep. Maybe a sheep in lamb's clothing. And then what happens is that during the song, the singer, whoever it is, rips off the lamb's clothing to reveal a sheep underneath. And thus the spectacle on one side. And then
but
the dog...
no one likes mutton dressed as lamb, do they?
Well, no, it's a sheep in... oh, yeah, you're right. Perhaps that's a bad idea. Oh, well. But to bring us up to date on all things showbiz, not just Eurovision, of course, we now welcome Reese. He is our regular showbiz correspondent. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz because he works for TalkSport. Hello, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Good to see you, as it always is. So, yeah, Eurovision then. Do we know anything about this?
We do indeed. Lucy Jones is the UK's entrant this year. To give you a bit of background, she says that I just don't want to finish last, which is always the...
It's an ambition, isn't it?
I feel like we should put that below the England badges on the New England shirts. Let's try and not be the worst out there.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think she should be going talking the talk. Just going, this is such a good performance and song. Mm-hmm. We are going to come. This is going to be put Britain back on the Eurovision map, ironically, given that we're coming out of Europe.
Yes. No, absolutely.
I don't understand why. I still don't understand this. Why are countries that aren't in Europe anyway allowed to enter the Eurovision Song Contest?
Is it Israel and Australia, isn't it?
Yes. Specifically, yes. Why is that?
For a laugh.
Okay. Yeah, it's not an important political event. It's just a fun song thing. Why do you care so much?
Well, it's called the Eurovision.
So it's
Why not
fine.
Call it World Vision, then?
I think that World Vision exists, doesn't it?
Does it?
I don't know.
Oh, fine. So Lucy... So what do we know of her apart from that if she doesn't want to come last?
She once lost a sing-off on the 2012 X Factor to Jedward.
Oh.
She was voted off in favour of keeping Jedward on national television.
I see. And why? So why have we chosen her to represent?
Because why not?
Okay, fine. I think, by the way, we've got a little bit of this. I haven't heard the song at all. I don't know what it's like.
You won't be the only one.
I mean, it's going to be terrible. But
oh yeah,
just to give it its full, because it's an we mock, but it is an important, you know, point in the calendar of people who like Eurovision.
Oh no.
So to give it the sort of. The kudos it deserves.
Yes.
What we've done is we're just going to play it out of Cornelius. We haven't lined this up properly.
No. Oh, no, totally.
We're just going to play it out of Cornelius' tinny computer speakers. Here's our entry. Move the microphone nearer to it.
Can you hear it?
I can hear it, yeah.
There it is. It's upbeat, at least. It's got that real poppy...
Surely it's going to drop in a sec.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, no. Come on.
Should I skip a bit?
Yes. Skip on it. See if it gets going.
Oh, no, hang on. That's going to go down well, isn't it?
Yeah. Is there any point in it where she's planning, as far as we know, to do anything spectacular like Bucks Fizz did back in the day? Maybe she could wear... Perhaps I'm doing her a disservice.
Why?
Perhaps she's actually going to come on with a skin mask of her own face.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But then at that moment when it drops, as you say, she could rip that off, revealing her own face beneath. And if she had a beard, all the better, because that went down well that time.
No, absolutely.
When Cheetah won.
Yep.
I'm just trying to help out with spectacle here. I don't feel they're pushing it.
Visually, it's already a letdown.
It is on
Such
the radio.
A shame that you've only sort of come out as a Eurovision voice just one day before this year's contest. Well,
no,
really.
But
if they got you in early days, we could have organised.
I am having
it.
To consult on it next year.
Okay. Well.
All right. Anyway.
Are we going to be in it next year?
A good point. Well, again, if other countries aren't,
well, yeah,
Europe,
if Australia can get in there,
I suppose you can.
Yeah.
All right. We know about Eurovision. What else you got, Rhys?
Miley Cyrus has apparently betrothed her fiance, Liam Hemsworth. Again, you got me. By releasing a music video, because that's what you do, isn't it? Like, when you get engaged,
yeah.
The thing you do is you release a love song and a video.
Well, it's tradition. It goes back. You go up and down on one knee, don't you?
Yep.
And then you release a video.
Then you're in the studio for the next 6 months.
That's right.
Apparently she was bikini clad and showing off a few million dollars of engagement ring.
Right.
So, you know, yay for her, I suppose.
What's her name again?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her. I know who she is. Right.
She's
the
wrecking ball one,
she is.
Remember?
I didn't know she's engaged
Licks
to Liam
Hammers.
She does lick hammers, yes.
Yeah. We have a explanation for why she went quite so crazy. This pair broke up for a year, and then she went a bit Britney Spears.
Yeah.
It wasn't to sell records.
No.
It wasn't. No. It was emotional trauma that caused all the very public hammer licking.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth, is he Thor? Is he the actor Thor?
He played Josh Taylor in the soap opera Neighbours.
Right.
Is he and Thor's brother, then?
It might be Thor.
Not Loki.
Loki.
Not Loki. Not Loki.
He must be
Chris Hemsworth who plays Thor?
There we are.
So she sort of got Thor light.
Yeah. Well, she licks hammers. And
she does, yeah.
So technically what she's doing is licking his brother's hammer.
Yes.
Why not?
It is Chris Hemsworth's brother.
There you go.
Oh,
so
yes.
It all ties in. She loves to lick a hammer and she's gone, okay, who out of the world of celebrity has got a hammer? Thor.
Yes.
I will go and lick his hammer. And
or
then she
Timmy Mallet.
That's another option, isn't it? So I bet it's not long before we read that Miley Cyrus is going out with Timmy Mallet.
I'd say strangest things have happened, but they haven't.
Or Peter Sutcliffe, famously. I mean, she'd do anything for publicity, is my point. That's all the point I'm making. Anything for publicity for these
you
people.
You certainly did make it, yeah.
Yeah, I did. All right, so what next? Miley Cyrus's hammers or something?
Pippa Middleton has asked people to bring two outfits to her wedding.
Why?
I'm not entirely sure. She also has a no ring, no bring policy. So if you're, like, in a relationship with someone, but you haven't put a ring on it, like, if you aren't a married couple, you can't bring your boyfriend or girlfriend. And you've also got to bring a spare dress for the evening. I mean, I think she's probably going to set up a paintball tournament. It's either that or she's, like, well, mega rich, and this would not bother people in that class, and it just bothers us, because, like...
Perhaps that's just normal.
Yeah, that's probably normal to them.
Thing is, though, it's going to be quite a fancy wedding, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, because it's royals and stuff, people to the actual wedding will probably have to wear, like, morning suits and stuff, which are the really long thing. And you'll probably want a change of clothes to have a really fun party, and that's probably what she's looking at, isn't it?
Pair of jeans and a T-shirt.
You've got to supply the changing space, though, haven't you?
Oh, well, I'm sure she has. I don't think,
I think her house probably can accommodate
it. Get changed in the dress.
Yeah.
In the church.
Well, again, I refer you back to Bucks Fizz, where their costume changed.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway through. But maybe she's theming it. Whereby you have to wear one costume under another, and then when, as you rightly say, the morning suit, the wedding dress.
They are longer, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
And then they get ripped off for the evening, and beneath that, people are wearing their evening wear. So she's just theming it around. Bucks Fizz are surprisingly versatile in terms of, you know, their influence on the world in many ways.
So does this mean that Harry can't take his girlfriend to the wedding?
It seems that way, yeah. Sounds like
no ring. What is it? No ring,
no ring, no bring.
No bring.
Ah. I mean, it seems a bit like pushing everyone into unwanted engagements just to go to a party, doesn't it?
It's the royals, man. There's all sorts of funny business going on there. You've got to remember, they're all lizards.
So they rip off the first costume.
Yeah.
Rip off the evening costume. And then the nighttime costume, they rip that off and they're all lizards underneath.
Yeah. Just one great big lizard pie.
And on that note, Reece, thank you very much for bringing us our showbiz.
No worries.
Hit. Like a dealer of showbiz. Reece there from TalkSport. No interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Bringing us the showbiz, of course. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, coming up on the programme... work experience punditry very shortly as we bring you, well, our work experience, Kieran, who will be looking at films for you for the weekend. We also have a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Comedian Carl Hutchinson will be joining us after 2:30. He's flogging a tour or something, I dare say. Also on the programme, live music in the last half an hour as we invite a busker in from the streets to take us musically into the weekend, live from our Talk Radio session studio. And don't forget, a man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hi.
And he'll be in that lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the texts and tweets we've had from the haters this week in a feature we call Condescending. It's Friday. All of that kind of thing happens round here. Don't forget the big debate at three as well. But the small matter of headline. Hi, Jack. A made-up news story in the news which is coming next. You've been making them up. Who's made the thing? Who's
it's
the person?
Liam.
Liam. Where's Liam from?
Hemsworth.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. It's Gail.
Yes.
Hawthorne. He's in Hawthorne.
She.
That's Liam Hemsworth's character in The Hunger Games. That, again, was a joke.
All right, who is it really?
It's actually a guy called Ben from Hammersmith.
Okay, Ben. Oh, Miley Cyrus would like to lick Hammersmith, wouldn't she? She likes to lick a hammer with him. I wouldn't be surprised to sell some records if Miley Cyrus just didn't announce that she was now going out with Hammersmith. Just generally, just sort of see, you know, just sort of stepping out with the district of her. Anyway, so, well, that's on the way, isn't it? All of what I said is on the way. It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoons. I'm John Holmes. News is next.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Ah, oh, there you are. Mrs. Wren says that all Wren kitchens are currently half price. Really, Mrs. Wren? Half price? And VAT free? Are you pulling my leg? And you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. This sounds like fake news to me. Apparently not. It's a genuine offer. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock precisely, I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest from the election trail. Hear from a teacher who was stabbed by one of his pupils and Dappy is in court.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn insists he wouldn't be afraid to stand up to Donald Trump's administration as Prime Minister. In a speech setting out his foreign and defence policy, the Labour leader said the war on terror has failed and fresh thinking is needed. Targeting traditional Labour areas in the North East, Theresa May has used some well-used phrases.
A Corbyn-led coalition of chaos is a real possibility. So we must not take anything for granted. And this election is not about who people might have voted for before. It's about who they want to see leading this country over the next 5 years.
UKIP leader Paul Nettle says his party stands up for working class people, while plans to legalise cannabis could be brought forward if the Liberal Democrats gain power next month. Donald Trump says the FBI director he sacked better hope there are no tapes of their conversations before he starts leaking them to the press. The US president's tweeted the warning to James Comey, who he fired on Tuesday. Mr. Trump's been defending his sacking amid an FBI investigation into allegations of election meddling by Moscow. Thousands of weapons, including samurai swords, axes and air guns, have been seized from schools in England and Wales. Children as young as five are among those who've been found to be carrying knives over the past 2 years, with police chiefs saying it's a worrying epidemic. Vincent Uzoma was stabbed in the stomach by one of his pupils.
He just told his friends he was going to stab me. He said he doesn't like this teacher and he just pulled out his knife and attacked me.
Former N-Dub star Dappy is due in court charged with assault. A rep for the rapper says the allegations are not true. And a bug has been identified on a number of HP laptops which records all of a user's keystrokes. Security experts say a faulty software driver is accidentally saving information to an easily accessible file, potentially exposing data to hackers. HP says it's releasing fixes via their website.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed. Bonus news coming in an hour and a half's time today. We bring you vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, Victoria will have those details for you.
Yes, John.
Have you started researching it yet?
No.
Okay.
I've been eating cake.
Right. Here's the weather. Here's the weather now. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What sort of cake?
Well, there are a selection of chocolatey goodies brought in by Talk Sport presenter Adrian Durham in the kitchen.
Are there?
Yes.
Right.
Like mini rolls, millionaire shortbread, celebrations, chocolate crispy cakes, a nice spread.
Didn't ask you about that. What's in the weather?
The weather, heavy thundery showers across part of the UK this afternoon with some warm sunshine in the west. Cool and cloudy for the northeast, highs of 19 degrees.
What was the best cake?
What about
cake?
Tomorrow?
Oh. I do that after 3:30.
Okay.
What was the best cake?
I really like the mini roll.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm going to have more.
Of course you are. Right, thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed. Right. Now, here's Ben Look with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea can become Premier League champions once again this evening. The leaders will secure the title by beating West Brom at the Hawthorns. Boss Antonio Conte has warned his side not to take that for granted.
The celebration moment must be fantastic. Now it's not right to think about this because we have to take 3 points. After this, I'm sure that my players want to celebrate in the right way.
Meanwhile, a point for Watford at Everton would guarantee their top flight status for another season. And there's a Scottish Cup final dress rehearsal with Aberdeen taking on champion Celtic in the Scottish Premiership. Harry Redknapp signed a 1-year contract to remain as Birmingham manager. He saved the club from certain relegation, winning 2 of his 3 games in charge. Finally, there's one game in the IPL this afternoon with Rising Pune Supergiants taking on Delhi Daredevils. There's 4-match commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the UK's most obese man has announced that he is going to run in the general election as an independent candidate this June. Jack Everett, who's been dubbed the cheese whale man by the tabloids, after saying that he could eat enough cheese in one go to carve a to-scale whale sculpture. He said that he hopes to gain a seat in the House of Parliament and he hopes that the seat is strong enough.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. There with the news, and then with the pre-recorded sport. Work experience punditry coming up next. Kieran's joining us for your films for the weekend.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, have you got a weekend coming up? I don't know, 2 days? I don't know. Just throw it out. They call it a Saturday and a Sunday. And you're looking for a way to fill them? Well, good news, because there's a way to fill them with film, courtesy of Work Experience Punditry. So, welcome, by the way, if you're a first-time listener. Allow me to explain what Work Experience Punditry is. Well, it's quite simple and self-explanatory, really, I suppose. It's where we take our work experiences and rather than leave them wallowing in their own filth in the office and photocopying the odd cup of tea for Julia Harley Brewer, instead we put them front and centre in here, in the studio, with a microphone to review stuff for us. We tell them it's to give them a rung on the ladder of broadcasting. And the actual truth of the matter is that we don't have to pay them. And the only reason we get them in is because it fills some time and they're free. Hi, Kieran.
Hello.
Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you too.
Jolly good. Now, films for the weekend.
Films, because, you know, you've got to do something with your weekend. Otherwise, you just sit in the shower and cry, innit?
Yeah, yes. Well, enough about your weekend.
Enough, yes.
But for others...
for others who have social lives. Yeah. Yes, lots of films to review this week. First one on the list is Mindhorn.
Oh.
The new comedy, which I went to go see this week and thoroughly enjoyed.
Right, shall we have a clip?
Let's have a clip.
Mindhorn.
Special Agent Bruce P. Mindhorn could literally see truth.
Your mouth's saying no, but your brain's saying yes.
You can't hide the truth from Mindhorn.
No one seems to know who I am.
You've matured like a fine wine.
A man could get drunk on that wine.
Suspected serial killer Paul Melly has escaped from hospital and is on the loose.
I would only speak to Detective Mindhorn. Oh, more people are going to die.
He thinks Mindhorn is a real detective.
Get me Mindhorn.
Ahoy there!
TV cop helps real cops solve crime.
Let's take some lives.
Stay in character at all times.
When I go in, I go deep.
When he calls, keep him on the line.
Mindhorn makes people wait. And when they wait, they become angry. And when they're angry, they make mistakes.
Yo, what's going down?
Hello?
Oh, Jesus.
He's hung up.
More people are going to die.
We're all going to die. Get over it. Some with a bang, some with a whimper. Some with a weird wasting disease.
Ah, Mindhorn there.
Mindhorn.
Julian Barrett, Simon Farnaby.
It was very good. The thing, first thing to say about it is it wears its reference very heavily on its sleeve. You can really see the Hot Fuzz in it and a lot of Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa.
Yeah.
Which for me, I think those two are the two great British comedies of the last few years. You know, they're two very iconic films which, if they're on the telly, you will watch.
Yeah.
And I think the question is, does it go up to that level of fun and excitement? And it almost does. It's not completely there. The whole premise of the film is slightly derivative. Basically, Mindhorn, is an out of work TV actor who is down on his luck and everything, and he's invited by the police of the Isle of Man to come and help solve a murder which they believe is being committed by a guy who is obsessed with the TV series Mindhorn. So you have, that's the setup. And then it kind of, a lot of the jokes and the gags are in the first act of the film. And as the film goes further and further on, you kind of start to get a bit bored by the whole thing. But it's still good. There's some very good performances in it from, I've forgotten his name now, the main guy.
Julian Barrett.
And then the Queen, the Andrea Riseborough, is in it as well, yep. Which was a very big shot because, you know, it's quite a small budget film, yep. And everything. And some really good, lovely cameo by Steve Coogan.
Right, yes.
Who produces the film, but also I think is also aware this is a very referential film when it comes to referencing Alan Partridge, yep. And the whole film that he did with Alpha Papra and everything. But it's a good, fun film that you'll be able to kill.
I haven't seen it yet, but from the trailer, and we just heard some of that, because yeah. I like Julian Barrett.
Yes.
So, you know, and he seems to be playing maximum Julian Barrett there.
Yeah.
In that sort of laconic.
Yeah. But I never got the Mighty Boosh, though. Did you enjoy the Mighty
Boosh?
Well,
not early on the radio, I think. Yeah. I preferred it to television for some reason. But I kind of... and I've seen them live a few times when they were back in the day, before they were famous. I mean, back in when they used to do Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Noel and Julian. And I think, again, the same thing with the Boosh. It kind of, the joke wore off a little bit because it was just sort of, samey. It was a little bit sort of... But Julian Barrett, I think it's the first thing he's done that's going to make him stand out.
Oh, completely.
As a sort of
separate. I mean, it's all
Simon Farnaby as well, who used to do Horrible Histories and many things besides. He's co-written it and he's in it as well. And so, you know, and I like him. So I think, you know, and it's directed by Sean Foley, I think, and it's his first feature, but he's a known comedy director in terms of live stuff. But all the ingredients are there.
Oh, you should have reviewed this film.
Annoyingly, I haven't seen it. I just know some stuff about it.
But it's great. There's some great cameos. Simon Callow has a great cameo. Steve Coogan's got a great cameo. The setting of the Isle of Man. I've never been to the Isle of Man, but it looks lovely. It's have you been to the Isle of Man?
No, it sounds like it's full of weirdos.
Oh.
It's full of cats without tails.
Is it?
That's what they have there.
There you go.
What have they done with all the tails? That's the question to be asked.
Well, yes.
Weirdos.
Yeah, well.
Have I missed something?
What?
Have I missed something?
No, Manx cats are cats without tails.
Oh!
And they come from the Isle of Man. As do, pop quiz hotshot, what famous international band come from the Isle of Man? Don't Google it. Get your hands off that keyboard.
Oh, I don't know.
You too.
No.
Yeah.
They come from the Isle of Ireland.
Coldplay.
No.
Oh no, Kaiser Chiefs are Leeds.
It's going to be some weird 70s band who aren't that famous.
Pink Floyd.
No.
The Who.
No.
Queen.
It's the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
Oh, exactly.
They're quite famous. Yeah.
You thought they were American or something.
I did.
You see, that's what people think. It's a good pop quiz.
That is.
Pop quiz question.
You know,
it's like factoids. The Bee Gees are from the Isle of Man.
You know what I thought they were?
No.
Weirdos.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So, exactly.
The Bee Gees are not Australian, Chloe. They're from the Isle of Man. Say Australian in my ear. The Isle of Man. They famously steal the tails from cats. You know, the Bee Gees have those big teeth.
Yeah.
Famously, right? They bite the tails off cats. That's why they've got no cats on the Isle of Man.
It says origin Redcliffe, Australia on Wikipedia.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Read it. I'm looking at it.
Read it
origin,
again.
Redcliffe,
did they ever sing any songs
Australia.
About the Isle of
Born
Man?
Born on the Isle of Man. Read it. Born on the Isle of Man. The Bee Gees. Keep reading.
Okay.
Born on the Isle of...
It doesn't say
it
that.
It does! Okay.
How do you know this?
I don't, just do. Yeah. Anyway, what film are we going on next?
We're going to go to Woman in Gold.
What's that?
A Woman in Gold is on BBC Two tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, I believe. It's the story of a woman...
In gold.
In gold.
Yes.
Who goes and back to Vienna to reclaim a painting that's hers.
Oh, Vienna. I think we've got a clip...
I love your enthusiasm, and after all, I'm not a spring chicken. We have to get a move on. But I'm afraid, in your haste, there's been a misunderstanding.
How's that?
I'm not going back to that place. Not now, not ever.
I don't understand.
They destroyed my family. They killed my friends. And they forced me to abandon the people and the places that I loved.
That was over a half a century ago.
You think that's a long time?
It would be a few days, that's it. We'd be in and out.
Randy, you're not listening to me. I would rather die than go back there. Not for all the paintings in the world. Anyway, a week ago you weren't even interested in the case, and now you're all over me like a rash. What happened?
Against my better judgment, I think I like you.
Woman in Gold.
So basically, the premise of the film is, do you know that painting... The very famous painting. It's a Klimt painting, I believe.
Right, Gustav Klimt.
I believe so.
Yes.
The painting, and she's like up. She's like on a building and everything. It's a very famous painting. It's like worth over £100 million.
Okay.
I actually had a friend at school, and I don't know why I was friends with him, but I went to his house one day, and he was a bit of a liar. And we all went for his birthday party, and he pointed to the painting on the wall, and he said his dad had bought it, and it was an original. And it,
I think right. I know which one.
Yeah, it's like on fridge magnets and everything.
Portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer, the first.
It's the one... Show us a picture.
Yeah, I haven't
okay.
Googled it.
You literally have Googled it. You're reading it now.
Was it completed in 1903, that one?
I think it was. Yeah, yeah. I think it was.
Yeah.
Gustav Klimt was from the Isle of Man.
Was he?
Yes. All right.
So it basically tells the story of Helen Mirren, who lives in California.
Tells the story of Helen Mirren.
Oh, yes. Tells the story of Helen Mirren. Okay. Helen Mirren, who plays this woman who lives in California and decides to go back to Vienna and get the painting of her great aunt back because it had been stolen by the Nazis, and it was now in a gallery, and she does believe that she was its rightful owner. It's one of those films which so desperately wants to be worthy and win an Oscar and win a BAFTA and be that film that everyone goes, oh, we didn't know, that it becomes so in love with its own hype that... You just can't take it seriously because it is ultimately a film about an old woman going and trying to reclaim some art.
Right.
And I fell asleep.
Fine, that's a review. For time, we need to move on very quickly to the final...
One of the world's most underrated films, which is just out on Netflix. It is the delightful Saving Mr. Banks.
What's happening? What are you doing?
Ladies and gents, comical poem, suitable for the occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes. All right, here we go.
Room here for everyone, gather around. The constable's responsible. Now how does that sound?
No. Responsible is not a word.
We made it up.
Well, unmake it up.
I loved this film.
It's one of the most underrated, delightful films.
Is it underrated?
I believe so, because I have speak to many people. That lady outside did not enjoy it.
Which one?
The lady in white.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was magnificent.
It's a wonderful film which tells the story of how Walt Disney himself went to London and asked the lady who wrote Mary Poppins, whose name is...
You're not very good with names today.
Travis.
Yes, LP Travis. Yes. Travis, yeah. She also did Life as a Roller Coaster.
And Flowers in the Window.
And he goes to London and he asks her, he wants to make a film of Mary Poppins for his children. And then they go to LA and you have Emma Thompson and you have Tom Hanks, who are two of the best actors in the world, doing this most delightful film about one of the most delightful movies of all time. And for me now, Walt Disney is just Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks is just Walt Disney.
I saw it and I'm not ashamed to say...
Cried.
I cried.
I cried as well.
Ah, loser.
No! Oh, not ashamed to say. And I cried. The Colin Farrell storyline, because Colin Farrell plays...
Yes, her dad.
Of course.
Alcoholic dad.
Yeah, and that storyline with the child and I cried in the cinema.
There is not one duff performance
in this film. I interviewed Colin Farrell at the time it came out.
Oh.
And I told him... I cried at him, and he went, loser.
Colin Farrell is, and now this is a great film with a lot of great performances, but Colin Farrell is the best thing in that film. And I think it's one of those films that because of the premise, because of it's a Disney production of a Disney story, and they do take liberties with the end, because at the end...
It turns out that P.L. Travis is a ghost.
Yes, from the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
But basically, they take liberties with the stories, but it does not matter, because this is the film you should watch this weekend.
Get
your kids round. If you don't have kids, get other kids round from the street and bring them to your house.
Just herd them up.
Herd them up with a net.
With parental permission.
With parental permission, obviously. But even if not, because it's such a great film.
It's such a great film, you get let off.
Exactly. The police will come round and they'll be like, never mind, I want to watch the film.
They'll sit down together.
It is that good a film. I give this, well, I know we don't do star ratings, but I give this 5 stars. I do.
So do I. I'm with you.
We give it 10 stars altogether.
Thank you, Kieran,
for coming in.
There you go. Saving Mr. Banks is a film of the weekend. Right, in the next bit of the programme, end of the week quiz, brand loyalty testing. Have you been listening to the programme all week? Have your brand loyalty tested with our end of the week quiz. Also, PR dressed up as an interview. It's comedian Carl Hutchinson. He'll be joining us to talk about something he's flogging. Some tour or other, I imagine. Big debate at 3 o'clock and live music on the programme. Don't forget, in the last half an hour, as we drag a busker in off the streets for our Talk Radio busker sessions. Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops a feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag fresh stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo Magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. Paul Weller, A
A Kind Revolution. Out now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A1M heading southbound has got two lanes closed and queuing traffic all due to an accident involving a car and a trailer. Between junction 15 for Sawtree through towards 14 for Alconbury, lanes 3 and 4 of that stretch remain closed. M1 heading northbound got one lane closed and queuing traffic all due to an accident between junction 23 for Loughborough with congestion right the way back towards junction 22 for Colville, taking an extra 15 minutes to get through there. And the M20 heading Londonbound seeing one lane closed as well, just near to junction 8 for Leeds Castle and Maidstone Services. Lane 1 of that three-lane stretch is closed. I'm Andy Broxton.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome along if you're just joining us. Well, you've missed things, but there's more things on the way, so don't worry about that. What's on the way immediately now is our brand loyalty testing quiz as we look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. That's right. Things that have happened on the programme over the past week. Well, of course, I was off at the beginning of the week. Because, you know, I was cycling round. What?
Heard this so many times.
Cycling round Germany. For the Sunday Times. Now, so really, we're looking back over the shoulder of the last 3 days. Brand loyalty tester. And on the line to play is Tommy. Tommy, how are you, Tommy?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm
did
great,
you?
Thank you.
Oh, glad to hear it. Did you used to work on the dock?
No, here we go.
I don't believe I did, no.
Okay, just checking. Because, you know, because the union's been on strike, hasn't it? And you might be down on your luck. I mean, it's tough, Tommy. So
it's tough. Very
tough
indeed. Very tough.
And how's Gina?
She's well. She's always well.
She's at work. Is she at the diner all day? Working to bring home her pay, Tommy, for love. For love. You know my advice to you, Tommy?
John, we've...
you got to hold on, Tommy, to what you got. It doesn't make a difference, Tommy, if you make it or not. You've got each other, and that's a lot. And an end-of-the-week quiz, let's give it a shot. Right, Tommy, so, things that have happened on the programme. You've been listening every day, Tommy, haven't you?
Yes, religiously.
That's right. What do you actually do, Tommy, out of interest?
I'm a student, although I'm currently standing on a rooftop.
Don't do it.
Don't, Tommy. Don't. Don't. Right. Why are you standing on a rooftop?
Fresh air, really.
For what? Fresh air?
Yeah, closer to the sun, you know, all of that stuff.
Fine. All right, so in Tommy's last moments, let us play the quiz. Looking back over the shoulder of the week. There are three questions, Tommy, and all you have to do is tell us what happened next from the provided A, B and C. Stand by, because here we go. Question number one, Tommy. We start on Wednesday, which is when I came back from... I don't know, next I was cycling around Germany, but... and we had some hot guest action. What a welcome back. A hot guest action in the shape of Serge out of off of Kasabian. I promised you hot guest action. It comes no hotter than a man in a furry coat. It's Serge out of off of Kasabian. He's on the phone. Hello, Serge.
How did you know? You haven't got a furry coat on. That's blowing my mind.
Mate, you've always got a furry coat on. Every time I've seen him. Now, near the end of the interview, for some reason or other, I can't remember why, but I asked him what he was like in the kitchen. Did he respond, A... Excellent. My coq au vin has been admired by many up and down the country. Did he say, Serge up Sabine, did he say B, not bad, although I once managed to burn sushi which set fire to my furry coat? Or did he say C, terrible in the kitchen, but it could probably knock out an arrabbiata. Which of those?
It's got to be C. It's got to be C.
Let's find out what he said.
Terrible. I mean, I could probably knock out an Arabiata.
There you go. It was the right answer. Probably knock out an Arabiata. He's very good. Good attention paying, Tommy. Let's go to question two. On the very same day, Wednesday, slightly more lukewarm guest action, as regular talk radio contributor Charlie Wolfe came on the phone to discuss the fact that kooky actress Zooey Deschanel had named her new baby after him.
Who is Zooey Deschanel?
Well, it's a fair question. She is a kooky actress. Kooky. Like
wacky.
You, Charlie. Kooky, you know.
Wacky. No, I'm wacky DJ in a spin.
Yeah. But this is the funny thing, right? So she's gone Charlie Wolfe. Now, so we can only assume she's a big fan of yours. And talk radio in general. We also learned earlier she's got a Komodo dragon called Julie Hartley Brewer, for instance. Ah. But then how did Charlie Wolfe, the broadcaster, not the kooky baby, tell us that he found out initially about the news that Zooey Deschanel had named the baby after him? Was it A, Zooey Deschanel rang him to ask him if he minded being the baby's namesake? B, did Charlie Wolfe read it in Closer magazine, which he told us he never misses an issue of? Or C, did he say he found out when searching his own name on Twitter, as he regularly does?
I think it's got to be C again.
Let's find out!
I search my name on Twitter just because it's an open domain thing, and yes. I always say if people want to slag me off, at least do it to my face.
There we go, he did say that, yeah. Very good, 2 out of 3. Final question, Tommy. Yesterday, our resident diversity paper reviewer, the Jewish Matt Blom, joined us to do his final diversity paper review.
Well, all of my stories today are coming courtesy of the Daily Mirror.
All of them?
All of them.
Sorry, why Dallas? Is that?
Is that because you've only looked at the Daily Mirror?
Yeah.
No. I mean, lazy, but
it's
all right.
Not because you're joining work in there on Monday.
No, nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Unbelievable.
Not working for the Daily
Mirror. He's leaving here this week to go and work for
your
the
last one.
For the Mirror. So, I see what you've done. Ah. He then went on to tell us a story about the Loch Ness Monster, but how did paid intern Cornelius describe any such story? Did he say A, well, this is the exact type of crap they print in the Mirror? Did he say B, the most important news to come out of Scotland since John Barrowman at the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony? Or C, did he say that this story about the Loch Ness Monster was a waste of everybody involved's time? What did Cornelius say?
I'm going to go for third time lucky. A waste of everyone's time.
A waste of everybody's time. Let's find out.
There's been another sighting of the Loch Ness Monster.
Has there?
Yeah.
I'm quite excited
by this.
No,
there hasn't.
This has been
the
first
story.
No, this is the first time it's happened for 9 months.
It's just typical of the crap they put in the Mirror.
Oh! It is. I have to say, it's very inferior to the Sun. There, he said that.
Devastating,
isn't it? All right, let's find out your scores. Cornelius, have you been keeping score?
I mean, yes.
Now, Tommy... There?
Yeah.
He used to work
the
on the
dot, yeah.
Now the union's
he
been...
He scored
wait,
two.
No, wait, I'm
no,
finished.
Because
the union's been
scored
on,
two.
The union's been on strike,
end
so
of,
Tommy is he's down on his luck.
Yeah,
so I want to cheer
him. You've already done this once during this segment.
He's down on his luck.
Yeah, he scored two.
It's tough. So tough. And he's alone,
he's
though.
He scored two.
His girlfriend's working at the diner all day to bring home some
two.
Pay.
Two. Tommy, you scored two. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
They've got to hold on.
The quiz.
And Tommy, do hold on to
end
that roof. Hold on to
end
what you've got on that
end
roof.
Of the week quiz.
If you keep singing, I think it might make the plunge.
It's Tommy there. He got two. Yeah. Good work, Tommy. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, guest action. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Carl Hutchinson, stand-up comedian, will be in to flog his tour or some such. That'll be happening. Also on the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We'll be going around with the leaders of the political parties. We'll be following the leader next as well on the programme, bringing you up to date with what they're doing today. And don't forget, live music on the programme in the last half an hour as we bring you buskers that we've dragged in off the street to perform for us in the Talk Radio Busking Session Studio. Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's Friday, I'm John Ho.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio.
It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Jeremy Corbyn says he accepts that military action under international law and as a genuine last resort is sometimes necessary. The Labour leader's been setting out his defence and foreign policy priorities in London, where he's also denied being a pacifist. UKIP leader Paul Nuttall has expressed similar views.
You know, I'm not a pacifist in any way, shape or form, but I would only ever call for British soldiers or the British Armed Forces to get involved overseas if it was truly in the British national interest.
Theresa May has been in Berwick-upon-Tweed in Northumberland to try and persuade Labour voters to turn to the Tories. Meanwhile, the Lib Dems say plans to legalise cannabis so it can be taxed and sold on the high street would be brought forward if they gain power next month. In the last few minutes, the World Health Organization has confirmed a new case of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Parents are being urged to check their children aren't taking weapons to school to help reduce knife crime. Police say knives, axes and swords are among more than 2,500 items which have been seized in schools in England and Wales since 2015. The former N-Dub star Dappy is due to appear in court accused of assault by beating and having a bladed article. He was arrested after armed police were called to an altercation in Hertfordshire earlier this week. His rep has denied the allegations. And a group of paddleboarders in California had a bit of a shock when they heard this warning from a police helicopter.
Attention in the water. You are paddleboarding next to approximately 15 great white sharks. Exit the water in a calm manner.
They'd ignored shark warnings posted on a beach near to where a woman was bitten last month. She's still recovering. The weather, heavy.
I mean, if somebody shouts at you, you are paddleboarding, attention, you are paddleboarding next to 15 great white sharks, leave the water in a calm manner. That's, you're not going to leave the water in a calm manner, are you?
I would struggle to.
I would. 15 great white sharks.
I'd be like, chuck down a rope then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? You're not paddling out of here. Yeah. Attention.
That's great, isn't it?
I mean, the guy, I admire the guy's calmness in, for doing it. Because here we go, get the hell out of here! Sharks!
Maybe he was hoping, because he was sounding calm, that he would spread the calmness to the paddleboarders.
Mm. And who announced the other case of Ebola?
The World Health Organization.
I know, I just said that.
Oh. Good. Ha ha. The weather, heavy thundery showers across part of the UK this afternoon with warm sunshine in the west, cool and cloudy in the northeast, highs of 19 degrees.
Thanks very much.
Half an hour.
By the way, don't think we didn't notice you snuck animal news or related animal news into that bulletin.
It's a genuine news story.
Yeah. Now, bonus news is on the way in an hour's time. Bonus news, if you are a new listener, here's how it works. Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be, but she gets paid the same money. They didn't dock her wages for when she had to do a minute.
Which I'm grateful for. Thank you, bosses.
Fewer work, but she has to make the time up. It seems only fair, doesn't it? So, bonus news at 3:30. We do animal, we do vegetable, we do mineral on consecutive days. Today, it's
vegetable news.
Ah!
Yeah. So have you started on this yet?
Vegetables will feature in Vegetable News.
Vegetable News.
Great. Follow the leader with us next as we bring you up to date on what the party leaders are doing in this election campaign. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
That may be Eurovision weekend, but the election countdown continues, so will you be making your mind up not to be a puppet on a string? Do you want to say congratulations, not null points, to your favoured candidate and party? And by the way, nobody should be facing their Waterloo. Join me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
String.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just time to take some of your reactions, of course, that have been coming in before we follow the leader. Cornelius has been collating them. You're very welcome to send us your reactions. If you have a reaction, just lying around, you know how it is. Sometimes you take off some trousers or a coat or something, don't you? And you've got to throw it in the wash and then you go through the pockets and find out if you left any stuff in there. Change, a reaction. Just by all means, send your reactions. 87222 is
on. Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, I can't decide who the hell to vote for. Every time it's just too bloody hard to choose. There's, all the options are so bloody awful. He said, "I bloody hate Eurovision." That's coming from a misleading. And Bromley Council have sent a letter to say, "Pay your council tax, or you'll get a court summons."
That's just to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. 25 to
Don't
3,
worry,
then.
Sorting it, guys.
Comedian Carl Hutchinson joining us soon to flog something or other that he's doing. But before that, let's follow the leader. Now, I don't know whether you've heard about this, but there will be a general election in June. It's the 8th of June, it had to be specific. The party leaders, as you've been hearing, have hit the ground running over cameramen. Not all of them, just one of them. Although, as we know, as we said yesterday, for balance, now that cameraman has to be run over by all of the other party leaders. Every day on the show, we are now bringing you up to date with where they are and what they're doing, the party leaders. From factory visits to bigot accusations, we will keep you up to date. Theresa May, let's start with her. She's going to be an event in the northwest today. That's what she's in, the northwest, to mark the all-important landmark of the midway point of the party's campaign. She's been saying that Labour and the Liberal Democrats pledge to pour more money into education. She's been saying that, and she said, good funding isn't the only thing that you need for good education.
What we see across the country is 1.8 million more children in good or outstanding schools. That's important because we want to ensure that every child gets a good start in life.
Theresa May. Jeremy Corbyn's been giving a speech in Chatham House today on national security and foreign policy. He's been taking time off from running over cameramen to say that he'll do his best to protect Blighty.
It's a good opportunity to set out my approach on how a Labour government that I lead would keep Britain safe, but that is the primary function of government, reshape our relationships with partners around the world, and crucially, work to strengthen the United Nations.
He says as well, there was obviously all of the talk of him being a pacifist or not. He said he's not a pacifist and would happily, but only as a last resort, use a nuclear missile against a BBC cameraman. Tim Farron yesterday visited a refugee charity in Gloucestershire to tell people that he believes his party is worth voting for.
Theresa May is heading for a calamitous, I would say, landslide, but that means that we need a real opposition party. And a real opposition party produces a manifesto that is costed and could be implemented.
Now, let's move to Nuttall. Nuttall. Paul Nuttall, UKIP, of course, is in Bolton today, hot on the kitten heels of Theresa May. He's been standing near a Subway sandwich shop in the rain and talking to the press. Here's what he said about the northerners that they have there.
There are a huge bank of people in the north and in the Midlands and in working class communities in the south who will never, ever vote Conservative. Now, they're not going to vote for Jeremy Corbyn's Labour because they see him as a throwback to the 70s. These people will go out and they'll vote UKIP.
And Caroline Lucas is the co-leader of the Greens, but you know that. She was in Hackney yesterday. She's saying that her party, the Green Party, is the only one who puts the environment first.
They certainly care about the fact that their kids are more likely to be prone to asthma because of air pollution. They certainly care about a bit of natural green space that might be about to disappear under some, you know, major developer for executive housing. So people do care about it very much.
Always eat your greens. That's Caroline Lucas. Follow the leader. We'll be following the leaders as they lead around the country throughout the election campaign. We'll be doing it more on Monday. Hutchinson is an award-winning stand-up comedian. He is the subject of today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. He's got a tour to flog. He'll be doing it next. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton.
out now.
It's Domino's Price Slice Week. Get two large, mouth-wateringly delicious pizzas for just £20. Exclusions, conditions, and minimum spend may apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5-foot close-board fence panel for only £16.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. Paul Weller, A Kind Revolution, out now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems for the M1 continue on the northbound stretch. Got queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between junction 13 for Loughborough, with congestion right the way back towards junction 22 for Colville, taking an extra 15 minutes to get through that stretch. All lanes there have been reopened, but it does remain very slow. M20 heading London-bound, got one lane closed, and queuing traffic all due to a broken down vehicle at junction 8 for Leeds Castle and Maidstone services. And the M4 heading eastbound, got one lane closed there, and slow traffic all due to an accident between junction for the Bath turnoff through towards 17 for Chipnham. I'm Andy Broxton.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's just coming up to a time. And, well, it's before we talk to our guest, it's Friday, of course. And you know what that means round these parts. It's like Simon Mayo on Radio 2 when he does All Request Friday. What he does is he invites, he's lazy, really, if I'm honest. What he does, he just says, what song do you want to hear and why to the listeners? And they get in touch, go, oh, Simon, I'd like to hear Huey Lewis in the News or something like that. And then he plays it. We can't do that because we're a talk radio station. We don't have the license to play music like that. So what we do is the same idea, but with speeches and talks as dedication. So, you know, maybe it's your five-year-old's birthday this weekend and you want to hear, I don't know, Woodrow Wilson's 1919 League of Nations speech, because, you know, it's a classic Friday anthem.
Yeah, big Friday speech.
You can request what you like. Here's one that's come in anyway. So, hi John and the gang. I ate so much cheese at a fondue last night that my dreams were extra freaky, and I thought I'd need to tell you about it. You flew in, you John, right, through my kitchen window astride a giant boiled egg and started talking about the time you introduced someone called Lowell Malaga on stage at the Loyal Schmalbert Hall. Does this mean I have issues with my father? While I digest this information, please could you play me Fidel Castro's speech to mark Revolution Day? Thanks very much. That's from Colin in Firth. Well, Colin, just for you, of course we can. As part of Some Request Friday, here's your speech request.
Tiene el deber, cuenta que, según el escritor de discursos, David Frum, al llegar a la oficina Oval, Bush convocó a un grupo de líderes religiosos, les pidió sus oraciones y les dijo, solo hay una razón por la que no estoy, solo hay una razón por la que estoy en la oficina oval y no en un bar. Encontré la fe, encontré a Dios. Estoy aquí por el poder de la oración.
And there it was, of course, we're playing that as part of Some Request Friday. That's for Colin in Firth, who wanted to hear that because he ate too much cheese. As I said, we bring you hot guest action now. It is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Let's do this thing. I'll put you out of your misery. I told you it was anyway. It's Carl Hutchinson, stand up. Hi, Carl.
Hello.
How are you?
I didn't know how to take it when you're looking at me saying, I'll put you out of your misery. I said, what have I signed up for you?
Yeah, well, it's that kind of programme. It's what we do on a Friday. We murder our guests. It's just a quirky thing we like to do.
Yeah, that wasn't in the script.
We couldn't find you a minute ago. Where were you in the building? I was lost.
Just doing Hawks and Jacobs, is it?
Oh, you were over on TalkSport.
TalkSport. I thought, I've just everything's been talk, so this is talk radio now?
Correct.
I was with Bob Mills. And then TalkSport. Now I'm with you.
There you
talk
go.
Radio.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to have you here. Right?
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. Thanks very much for having us.
As we say, the listeners aren't stupid. We know what it is. PR dressed up as interview. Mm-hmm. You've got something to flog.
Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way first.
All right. Okay. Well, I've got a really good fridge that I've only had for a couple of. I'm going to be at the Bloomsbury Theatre on the 18th of May. So it's this Thursday. Yeah.
Right, all right. I'm presuming Edinburgh's coming up for you as well.
Yeah. Well, I've got my own national tour, and then I've got Edinburgh in the middle of that, so it's kind of like right in the middle of the tour.
Yeah, all right. So, let's talk about you, Carl, because that's the object of the exercise, isn't it? I'm going to read from your PR sheet.
Oh, right, okay. Right, okay. Can I just say I didn't write this? So.
No. Well, everyone says that, but then perhaps, you know, I don't necessarily believe you. An absolute must.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't me.
The next big thing.
Yeah, also not me.
The skinny. effortlessly hilarious, Carl.
That was me.
and on tour with Chris Ramsey.
Yeah.
Who we've had in here a couple of times, actually.
He's great, Chris.
He didn't say that about you, weird.
Did he not?
No. But also, what I want to ask you about as well, because it's all really, we can talk about comedy and stuff, and we have a lot of comedians come through, and it's good to do. But they're not all interested in wrestling, as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that, because you've wrestled.
Yeah, I've wrestled. I've always been a fan of wrestling. I was 6 years old and I turned the telly on because we just had Sky, and it was like Lex Luger and Yokozuna, and then who had two wrestlers.
Okay, thank you. I was going to ask you.
Good. And then I was it's weird. It's like I've never been a fan of something from when I was a kid all the way through to an adult. And just this Wednesday gone, I got to take my little cousin Nathan to the WWE wrestling in Birmingham on Wednesday. So that was it's like a fun family thing now.
See, I've never got it really. It's never been. I'm old enough to remember the 70s wrestling, like when I was a kid, where, you know, it was Giant Haystacks and Mick McManus and that kind of thing, because it was sort of watched by grandmas.
Yeah.
When I used to go around my nana's house for tea on a Saturday, she'd have that on, so I'd go watch that. But then WW came along, and it sort of passed me by a little bit. So what sell it to us, if you're not into it, what's so enjoyable about it?
Oh, well, it's just, first of all, if it's not your thing, you don't have to watch don't worry about that.
I'm not going to force me, but...
But if you want to say, I'd just say it's just live entertainment, and it's athletic, and it's like you've got a soap opera element to it, and you've got a bit physical activity, and it's just nice to watch. It's something to have on in the background.
Does it matter, though, that we know it's sort of made up? That doesn't matter at all?
No, not at all. No. In the same way that, like, you know, like, if you go and see Saw 4, you kind of know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, they're not even dead. Well, they're not meant to. Like, just enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
I would go to the Birmingham Arena to watch a live performance of Saw 4. I mean, I'd be there for that.
They go like Home Alone. They go like, oh, well, that would never happen. Like, why didn't you just call the police? You go like, well, it wouldn't be a film then, would it? It would just be a bloke phoning the police because his son's missing.
Yeah, and that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, in terms of your show then, because I could read out a description of it, but it's always hard with stand-ups when you go watch a show back, because it's jokes, and, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's a sort of cul-de-sac of conversation, I find. But in terms of, you know, what we can expect if we come to see you, what are we going to get for our money, Carl?
Well, I just like first of all, I like to open it up to the audience. I've called it the fixer, and I like to say, like, if you were PM for the day, what one law would you introduce?
All right,
so you get to find out what type of people you have in the crowd, and it's a nice little icebreaker. So you talk to people before the gig, and then you get to know what they're like, rather than asking the standard, what do you do for a living, where do you come from, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You had to say, if you were in charge for the day, what would you do?
Yeah.
And you get some responses.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I had one guy who wanted to take free bus passes off the elderly.
Off the elderly?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And when I asked him why, he just said, because they're always on my bus.
It's fair. I like the way that, again, but this is the thing, when you involve the general public, right, in these huge decisions,
mm-hmm.
You know, Brexit, that kind of thing, then you are going to get all walks of life coming at you, with some of which would be quite good ideas.
Yeah, some of them are. And I always have to say, like, by the way, you do realise, like, these aren't going to government. Like, I'm not going to document these. So it's more just if people just let off steam and just go, this is what's happened to me today. So,
yeah.
Like, people want to, like, imprison traffic wardens and things like that. And it's just a nice little way to say hello.
Well, I suppose it is, yeah. And in terms of the crowd that come, because I was talking about this. Who was I talking about this to? Someone. but, you know, the sort of recent stories, Marcus Brigstocke was involved in this, I know, of where comedy audiences have become a little split post-Brexit, Marcus was saying, because he's doing his set. Now, if you go to see Marcus Brigstocke, you know what you're going to get, you know, because he's quite left-wing and he's got those opinions. Mm-hmm. But he was saying he was getting some audience who didn't necessarily know who he was in various outlying places of the country,
right,
because of Brexit splitting the country in that way,
sort
of walking out of gigs. And I wonder, you know, do you find that audiences have changed since Brexit as a comedian, or is it...
I think the things I talk about, me dad ordering a curry and... isn't it annoying when I don't think I'm that divisive of a comedian. I don't think anyone would walk out on my views of a prostate exam, let's say.
Well, people have divisive views on that. Good. I've never had a prostate exam.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Right. But is it true that they still do it in that way? Or someone told me, they might be lying, that now you can have like a chemical version where you don't get the invasive rubber finger.
Well, I can tell you my doctor was live and in person.
Right. Good. And in terms of... I'm going to stay with prostate examinations because I am at the age where, you're supposed to have them, aren't you, when you get as a man at some point, right?
Well, I always worry, so that I think I went for mine really early.
Right.
Plus, I'm a stand-up comedian, so it's the law that you have to go so you can talk about it at some point.
I like the idea of putting yourself through experiences just because it's material.
Yeah. Oh, I started doing that years ago when I ran out of my first hour.
But were you thinking, though, when a man, when you've assumed that position,
mm-hmm.
and a medical gentleman or lady is doing what they need to do,
mm-hmm.
In your head, are you writing a routine or do you wait till afterwards?
I mean, you don't want to get the notepad and paper out and pen straight away then, like, yeah. You can have a little mental note and just go, okay, yeah. Because I remember, they've been done to death, so it's like, if you're going to talk about it, at least try and make it a little. And my way of trying to make it a little different was, she said to me, do I want a chaperone? And when I asked why, she said, because some people find it embarrassing and uncomfortable. And I said, and the solution is to invite more people into the room. Like, so that little.
Yeah. I was.
But there was nobody walking out.
No, they would not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hugh Dennis came in as well, and he was talking about a time when he was undergoing a medical examination, mm-hmm. and I think that was to do with a camera. As well, but and he said that's quite awkward when you're you're outnumbered,
mm-hmm.
and you're having to have a conversation about outnumbered,
right?
You know, while someone's got a camera up here, it's just the most off-putting sort of.
Well, it's a really weird situation mixed with a mundane conversation,
yeah.
And it's also, where do you get your material from while that's going on? And if people always say, like, I hope I'm not going to end up any of your routines, you're going, you probably won't, mate. Like, do you know how 9 out of 10 times it's never going to make it into the routine, but you always try,
yeah. And in terms of, I ask this as a man who's not had one, right? So, and I'm sorry it's gone a bit medical,
but really,
but I am canvassing, right? Is it as uncomfortable as they say it is?
It's not that bad,
it's not that bad.
It's over and done. I mean, if you've got a pair of gloves, I'm more than happy to have a try now.
Yeah, well, I've just come back from cycling in Germany, by the way, where I was introduced to something called chamois cream. Are you familiar with this?
I am not, but I want to be, so tell us about
it. Well, apparently it's a cream that was invented to soften cows.
Right. Oh, okay.
Right. And it's been embraced by cyclists in order to rub over one's areas while cycling long distances.
Okay? Right.
Because it stops, you know, friction.
So, okay, so it's just like chafage cream type thing.
Yeah, exactly that, yeah.
I've got no problem with that.
But if I'm still wearing some because I like it.
You've got it now?
I like the feel.
All right, well... So,
if I said to have some rubber gloves, I'm happy. If someone said to me, have you had a prostate? Yeah, comedian Carl Hutchinson did it for me. Is he medically trained? No.
And you know what? It didn't even make it into his show.
I mean, that would be an experience. If you didn't talk, if you put your finger in my bottom now and didn't talk about it in the show, I'd be very disappointed.
It would at least make Twitter, I think. I'd tweet about it.
You've mentioned Bob Mills earlier, by the way.
That's right.
Because Bob Mills does Tragedy Plus Time on this very station. Mm-hmm. We've only got 15. We've almost had our time here.
Really? Is that...
Look at that. Look at the time now.
Well, time flies when you talk about prostate exams.
Doesn't it?
Really does.
But you can have more in-depth with you, I was going to say.
Oh, there we go.
There we are. With Bob Mills, because it's going out this Sunday, I think, isn't it?
Sunday.
All right, listen, thanks so much for coming in. I'm sorry, but we need to plug it again, because websites and stuff is probably what you want to do now.
Oh, okay, yes. Well, you can get us on there, carlhutchinson.net.
Yep.
I'm still annoyed with .net. Because .com was taken by somebody else, and then Carl Hutchinson on Twitter, so it's CP Hutchinson. Again, Carl Hutchinson was taken, so I'm CP. P's Peter, my middle name. And then I'm doing the Bloomsbury Theatre on the 18th of May, and it'll be lovely to see us.
There we go. If you take gloves and some form of lubrication.
Yes, I will say bring your own gloves. I cannot stress that enough, bring your own gloves.
Carl, thank you for coming in. Carl Hutchinson there, all the details, what he just said. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate is at 3 o'clock. Oh, of course it is. There will be live music on the programme in the last half an hour as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us in the live music talk radio session studio. And don't forget, if you hate me personally or this show, then fear not. It is your time for a man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
We'll be in a lift. The lift here in the building. It will be travelling downwards through the building.
Mm.
Through the building as the haters' texts and tweets that we've had over the past few days are read out live. We don't report them to the authorities. We don't block them, no. We give them to Con. He reads them out in the lift. It's a feature we call Con Descending. It's all on the way. By the way, if you want to hate the programme, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status. £20 setup. Sky Q loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and terms apply.
Clive, Winston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
This week at TradePoint, join us in store for our decorated event with deals across a range of trade paint brands, including Valspar, Leyland and Dulux Trade. Plus, make a purchase in store before the 21st of May for your chance to win a brand new van, courtesy of Leyland Trade. T's and C's apply, trade only.
TradePoint. Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £75 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May and Corbyn trade blows, three die from Ebola, and Potter prequel stolen.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says the Prime Minister wouldn't be able to stand up to Donald Trump's US administration. The Labour leader claims the war on terror has been a failure. Theresa May's been campaigning for the Conservatives in the North East, where she's attacked him for abandoning patriotic working class people. But UKIP leader Paul Nuttall, who's out and about in Bolton, says neither of those parties are appealing for voters there.
There are a huge bank of people
in the north and in the Midlands and in working class communities in the south who will never, ever vote Conservative. Now, they're not going to vote for Jeremy Corbyn's Labour because they see him as a throwback to the 70s. These people will go out and they'll vote UKIP.
An Ebola epidemic has been declared in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization says it's taking the situation very seriously after three deaths linked to the virus. An inquest has heard a boy who died after suffering an allergic reaction at his school could have been saved if teachers had administered adrenaline. 14-year-old Nasser Ahmed became ill while in detention. His parents have accused staff at Bow School in East London of failing in their duty of care. Police are calling for parents to do more to make sure their children aren't getting involved in knife crime. Police say knives, axes and swords are among more than 2,500 items seized in schools in England and Wales over the last 2 years. Alf Hitchcock is the lead on knife crime at the National Police Chiefs Council. He says mums and dads should check what their children are taking with them to school.
The vast majority of these weapons are the knife taken out of the kitchen drawer and taken into school. So really important that they do that. Important that schools, together with the police, are giving the education to children.
And a one-of-a-kind Harry Potter prequel written on a postcard by J.K. Rowling has been stolen during a burglary in Birmingham. The person who bought it at a charity in 2008 paid £25,000. The author's urging anyone offered the story not to buy it.
Yeah, I can see why that's a problem in the schools, isn't it? Because taking stuff out, because you know, if you don't keep your swords locked up, then kids will, you know, take them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I keep mine in a stone. And
really?
Yeah, but there's only one of my children can pull it out.
So, which one?
I don't know, because neither of them have tried probably yet. Not old enough. But once they are, they can pull the sword. So he's right, Alf. But he's called, he was talking about knives, and he's called Alfred Hitchcock.
Well, we don't know this Alfred Hitchcock.
Well,
we just
Alf.
Refer him to him as
Even
Alf.
So, given what happened in the film Psycho...
Mm. You're going to do the noise again? Yeah.
That. To have Alfred Hitchcock
Sorry,
on
did
it.
Did a fire alarm go off
talking,
in Psycho?
Shut up. Talking about knife crime, I think, is interesting. And he's right, though. You know, kids, they take those swords, don't they, from their parents' medieval cabinets, and they go into school with... How do you... He said swords, they say, in school.
Yeah.
And axes. How do you smuggle a sword into a school? Oh, I put it in my sandwich box. How do you get a sword into a school?
Maybe if they play hockey, they've got one of those big bags.
I don't think...
Or a big sports kit bag.
Or they just walk into school with their arms stretched out like that and have it sort of down the back of their sleeve.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So they just walk in like that.
Yeah, so they don't see it.
Maybe they just swagger in, swashbuckling.
Well, I think the teacher would notice that.
Yeah, well, they were. They've been seized, so they have been noticed. Oh, the samurais have been noticed.
Kids just dressed as samurais going into
the they're not very good samurais if they've been noticed.
That's ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
Right. okay, right.
Weather.
I know. Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery showers across parts of the UK this afternoon. Warm sunshine in the west, cool and cloudy in the northeast. Highs of 19 degrees.
Those Teenage Mutant Samurai Turtles that you've been hearing about. Right, thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. In half an hour, Victoria's here with bonus news.
Yeah.
Bonus news. Today, vegetable news. It's vegetable news.
It is.
Have you got any yet? Teasers. Teasers with a vegetable.
Vegetables. I haven't started.
Fine. Anyway, she's with vegetable news in half an hour's time. But now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Speaking of vegetables, it comes live from somewhere where the middle class are trying to cut avocados and end up accidentally cutting themselves.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says his side aren't prepared to just roll over and let Chelsea take the Premier League title this evening.
Victoria.
Victory for the leaders at the Hawthorns would make them champions with two games to spare. Pulis says Chelsea would be worthy champions, but he doesn't want them celebrating on his turf.
They deserve a hell of a lot of credit. We'll give it our best. You know, I think we have a responsibility to our supporters. We're still chasing a points tally that will keep us in eighth position. So we have a lot to play for. We're looking forward to the game.
Meanwhile, a point for Watford at Everton would guarantee their top flight status for another season. And there's a Scottish Cup final dress rehearsal with Aberdeen taking on Premiership champion Celtic. Harry Redknapp signed a one-year contract to remain as Birmingham manager. He saved the club from certain relegation, winning two of his three games in charge. Finally, there's one game in the IPL later this afternoon with rising Pune Supergiants taking on Delhi Daredevils. There's full match commentary over on Talk Sport 2. 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks very much, Ben. That's his pre-recorded sport live from where the middle class are trying to cut avocados of fruit. And accidentally cutting themselves. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, still on the way in this hour, though. Don't forget, a man will be in a lift. He's called Con. The lift is the one in this building. The man will be clutching printouts of all of the haters' texts and tweets that we've received over the past few days. People that hate me personally, or this show, or anybody who works on it. Rather than ignore the tweets, or block them, or delete them, or whatever, we simply have them read out live from that lift as it travels downwards through the building by Con. We call the feature Con Descending. There's still time to hate us. 87222 is the number. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with some hate. And live music in the last half an hour as well. We drag a busker in from the streets. Of course, it's our busker sessions. And we'll be doing it from the Talk Radio Busker Session Studio. All on the way on the programme this afternoon.
Talk Radio.
But now it's time for the big debate. So, as we've been hearing in the news, then, a Harry Potter prequel has been stolen in a burglary. A handwritten prequel to Harry Potter, written on a postcard by J.K. Rowling. The untitled work, we know, was worth £25,000. And leaked details show this. Well, it's apparently the leak of this prequel saw Harry Potter wanting to take Hogwarts back to the 1970s. That's what apparently has been leaked. The document called for the renationalisation of broomsticks and spells and owls. Tax hikes for the highest earning wizards. And free school meals at Hogwarts. Now, obviously, this has been criticised by the Conservatives, who are questioning how it will all be paid for, pointing out that the Bank of Gringotts are notoriously fickle with lending money. While the Liberal Democrats have pledged to legalise butterbeer for muggles, saying that tax from the sickly, foaming wizard's drink could raise up to £1 billion in revenue. Now, on the telephone, having dialed one, is Momar. Hello, Momar.
Hello, John.
Talk Radio listener. Now,
No, I'm not. Don't accuse me of that.
All right. This Potter prequel, it's only a page long, but that is a page too far for you, isn't it? You don't like pages.
No, I don't. How do perverts get their fix? Web pages.
Web pages.
Okay, end of debate. Goodbye. That's it. Okay, here's some busking or some adverts about the army and cheese.
But just hold the line for me, Momar, because it's not the end of the debate.
Yeah, the debate's over.
No, it's not. We haven't had the other side of it yet, and we're going to hear it from Hugh, who's called it. Hi, Hugh.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. Now, Momar there is saying end of debate.
No. I, we're talking about pages, aren't we?
We are talking about pages, yeah.
Momar, Jonathan, pages are wonderful. They've got a rich history in this country. Pages date all the way back to the medieval ages, obviously. There's a great utility to pages, I think we can agree. I love pages. I love the scarlet frock coat with the gold trimmings,
yep.
the white satin waistcoat, mm-hmm. the buckled shoes, you know, the feathered three-corner hat, Jonathan. What's not to like about a good page?
There you go, Momar. Listen to that.
Well, he sounds like he's a pervert. Let me say this. Carl Sagan made the point that thanks to some dark squiggles on a page, the greatest minds through all time can talk to us directly. Socrates, Aristotle, Hitchens, even when dead for millennia, they break the shackles of time. Do we really want future generations having Katie Price, Jeremy Clarkson, or, yes, indeed, John Holmes in their heads in 5,000 years' time? I'm just grateful that most of the copies of Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man have been pulped.
Right, well, that is my book that did come out and is still available on Amazon as we
get in before they're all pulped.
Right, thank you. Well, look, I want to. Obviously, you two are not on the same, and do pardon me, page regarding this. But would you be
pages don't carry people, Jonathan. They carry the trail of the Queen. They carry the coat of the Queen on processions.
Well, it's funny you should mention this because now in Sweden, I don't know whether you've heard about these trials they did in Sweden. The page that you're referring to, the young male servant, of course, what they would do in Sweden is write books. This is where we get pages from, of course. You remember this medieval, as you said. Authors would write text and books on the skin of young male servants, the naked skin of young male servants, of course. And that's how they were the first books, really.
It was very much like how one would play an LP. The young men would then roll around on the floor, and the friction of the cursive on their flesh would resonate, and the sound of the book would come out. It was not only the book.
You could buy a machine anyway, and then you put them on to the record turner. You have to put the little poly bit goes up their bum. It's been around on the machine, and it plays them like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what was interesting about it, as well as you'll know, is that they used to theme the book to the part of the body they wrote the book on. So A Farewell to Arms, of course, by Ernest Hemingway, was often written on the arms of the page boy. My Left Foot, the autobiography of Christy Brown, obviously was written on the feet. All went wrong when they got to Moby Dick, but... there were trials. They were just trialing it out. It didn't necessarily work that well. I want to mention Elaine Page, actually. She's the singer. She's made of paper as well.
Yeah, and if that's not an advert for getting rid of them, I don't know what is.
Well, she's one of our most flammable singers, and I wonder. If you want to get rid of pages, I mean, do you want to get rid of Elaine Page? Really, she's one of the.
We can't get rid of Elaine Page.
Well, we have to.
Well, what's Elaine Page ever done to you, Momar?
Well, have you ever listened to a radio show?
I don't listen to the radio, evidently.
Yeah.
You should BBC Two. It's much better than this.
Right. Elaine Page, though, just to go back to her for a moment, is a... I don't know what she is.
Well, she no.
Know what she is?
Not really. No.
She's an enigma thing, isn't she?
Yeah, but would you? What I'm saying is, if Elaine Page, not knowing what she is, you know, if a book was written on her, would you, Momar, being against the notion of pages, would you though read a book that was written on the flammable singer Elaine Page? Is what I'm asking.
No, I wouldn't want to be, you know, messing about with the flaps and turning it over again. Yeah. You know, just it's not for me.
Right, okay. Yeah, well,
she has a soft back as well. She might break very quickly, so, you know, you have to be careful.
You have to be careful on whom you
also,
write.
What about if we get rid of pages, we get rid of pageants?
No, I can't help you.
Sorry, you've been talking over each other. It's a little difficult. Momar, make your point, and then Hugh can come back in there.
I was saying, if we get rid of them, get rid of pageants, it'd just be a bunch of ints.
Yes. Hugh, would you like to come back in on the pageantry?
I just think that that Momar's using this because he's had a personal history of pages or pageants not going very well. It doesn't sound like he's making any objective points. It's just a personal vendetta.
Well, Momar, you are.
What's wrong with that? That's what I thought that's what these debates were for.
Momar, your point that we don't have pages. I mean, are you saying we get rid of writing, or are you saying that perhaps if we get rid of everything, you need to call LBC. On the notion of a page...
But they wouldn't have me.
No. Oh, we've got lower standards. On a page, would you perhaps call for books then to be rewritten as hieroglyphics or cave art? Are you saying you'd be happy with people carrying around, say, pyramids or ancient tombs with things written on them, you know, in their... You know, you see people on the tube with an ancient tomb in their bag, they get it out to read. Would you be happy with that rather than the notion of a book that is full of pages?
I mean, I wouldn't be happy... nothing would make me happy. But I think just, first of all, get rid of the books. Burn the books for starters, and then we'll sort out the rest of it. Yeah. You know, we don't need to plan that far ahead. Just burn the books, because books are dangerous. They give people ideas. Before people could read, you just had the rich and the poor.
I'd like to run an idea by you, Momar. Okay, we get rid of the books, but instead we have information regaled to us by young servant boys playing the trumpet in Morse code.
Right. So a page boy
would play a trumpet.
Yeah.
And via Morse code, you would infer the knowledge via this musical transference.
No, but I would have got rid of page boys, and precisely for this problem that they've had too much trumpeting.
Yeah,
you've crossed the line.
One of the
now.
Problems.
I'm sorry. I'm pulling off my glove and I'm slapping my phone.
Boys,
did you hear that?
Yes, slappy.
That was a slap. That was a declaration of a duel, Momar. I'm not have you disparage page boys further.
The history of page boys is interesting because these were boys. Let's look back at the history of it. Employed in Victorian times to carry pages for rich people initially, weren't they? And once they'd been read,
were they?
Yes, Dickens, for example. Once they'd been read by the rich people, the pages were then mashed up with cholera to make gruel for the page boys. Mortality rate was absolutely dreadful, of course. But would you want to go back to that where pages are read but then destroyed to make gruel?
Yes.
That was the way of saying.
So agreeing there, which is
on that.
Well, let me make some point, kind of point. Who's making a point?
Do you think you can
is
make?
Is anyone making a point?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to make a point?
Yeah.
Make a point.
Okay. What about this? Jimmy Page hates the minimum wage.
Right.
Now, that's not actually true, but I haven't heard him deny it, so get rid of him.
Right.
It's another page we can get rid of.
Right, okay. How many pages should there be? This is an interesting question. A lot of people are talking about this afternoon. How many pages should there be per square book? Yes or no? Hugh first.
Good King Wenceslas.
Well, no, it's a yes or no question.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking me about a popular king in carols. That would be yes.
Yeah. Well, Momar, yes or no to that? How many?
Obviously no.
Obviously no.
You'd have to be an idiot to say yes.
Yeah. He's calling you racist, Hugh.
Yeah, he is.
But that's not entirely false or true. But somewhere in the realm in between.
Right.
Do you want to stay as we are with people being educated thanks to pages? Or do you want, as all true Brexiteers and British people do, to go back to the Dark Ages when we didn't have immigration?
No, Momar, don't get me wrong, OK? I have money. I don't wish for people to be educated, OK? That's not financially viable for me, all right? But I do think that pages have worth in our society.
Right. All right, look, it's interesting. We don't have time, really, on that debate, but it's an interesting subject. Do we need pages?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, no, we don't. And cut him off. No, 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 no.
Yes, end the debate.
Do you want to come back?
And have you got a word? Oh, do I do it?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
Could you sum up the debate for us?
I'll come back first. I'll say no.
All right. Could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please, Momar?
I'd probably say pages.
Okay.
That's
Hugh?
That's what it was about.
Avocado, no!
Right. Thank you very much. Well, interesting, isn't it? Their points of view, their opposing points of view on whether or not we need pages. I mean, what do you think, though? Do you think we need pages? We've been talking about Brexit. I mean, it's post-Brexit Britain. We've got RuPaul's Drag Race now and Bongella. Why would we need pages? Get in touch with us and let us know what you think. React in our direction. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That. And I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, by the way. But that is the big debate.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise, agitate, educate, organise? Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This week at TradePoint, join us in store for our decorated event with deals across a range of trade paint brands, including Valspar, Leyland and Dulux Trade. Plus, make a purchase in store before the 21st of May for your chance to win a brand new van, courtesy of Leyland Trade. T's and C's apply, trade only.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Ah, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £75 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The A1M heading southbound's got queuing traffic following an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 19 for the Catthorpe interchange through towards 18 for Rugby. Congestion at the moment back towards Lutterworth, although all lanes there have been reopened, does remain very, very slow in the area. The M20 heading Londonbound got one lane closed and slow traffic there as well, all due to a broken down vehicle at junction 8 for Maidstone services. And the M4 heading eastbound got one lane closed and slow traffic between junction 18 for Bath through towards 17 for Chipnham. Travel time through there around about 30 minutes. I'm Andy Broxton.
What could you do with an extra £500? That's what you'll get if you order a new Skoda Octavia before the 15th of May. You'll also get 2.9% APR representative and £1,500 towards your finance deposit. So go on, treat yourself to something nice. The Skoda Octavia. Visit your local Skoda retailer or skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan, delivered by the 31st of July. 18 and over subject to status. T's and C's apply. Excludes SE Business and SE Technology. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. It's, the big debate. You heard that. It did get you talking. A lot of reactions coming in for the big debate. Of course, the question, do we need pages? I mean, they're everywhere you look, providing that you're looking in a book or... or a magazine, or a newspaper, for instance, or maybe in medieval times, where a boy would dress up. Anyway, do we need them? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got RuPaul's Drag Race and Bonjella. Why would we need pages, Cornelius? What are the people saying?
John, there's nothing I enjoy more than turning over the page. She's a lovely girl. That's coming from a pervert. And a list of page puns has said, page of empires, old page pensioner, page fight in wrestling, back page, which is supposed to be backstage, but as a pun, but it doesn't really work because back page is already a thing, and under page.
Right. Thank you. Right, now, you're listening to Talk Radio, of course, in the afternoon. In a moment, you've got to go out to the lift now.
Oh,
Cornelius,
go
Con's going to the lift to bring us condescending. I'll explain that in a moment if you don't know what that is. But meantime, on a Friday, we bring you Some Request Friday. How does that work? Well, I'll tell you. Works like this. You can request a speech or dedication. It's like Radio 2, where Simon Mayo takes your request for music, except we can't bring you music because our licence doesn't allow us to. So, what we do instead is... do your requests for speeches and talks, all right? So you can request anything you like, any speech or talk. Here's one that's come in. Hi, John, Con, Cass, Chloe, Vicky, Ricky, Sasha and Martin Roberts. I'm on the way to my vets as my dog, Ference, has fleas. My house is being fumigated. I've got to stay at my sister's house. She doesn't like me very much and says I have to sleep in a new trendy shepherd's hut. It's actually nicer than her house, she says. Oh, no, it is. And then at least I don't have to listen to her incessant whining. Anyway, this is a shout out to her. Hi, Susie. Could you please play for her Celine Dion's acceptance speech at the Billboard Lifetime Achievement? The Billboard Awards. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award. And tell my dog I love him. Many thanks. That's from Sheila in Fogarty. Now, Sheila, good afternoon to you. Here's what you requested for your sister and your dog. It's Celine Dion's acceptance speech.
Do you mind just staying next to me?
Huh? Do you mind just staying next to me?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to thank Lindsay Stirling for sharing her wonderful talent with us tonight. Well, this is such a tremendous honor, of course. You know, music has been my passion since before I can almost remember. So many people have helped me get where I am today. I cannot name them all, obviously. I hope they will, and I'm surely recognize themselves. Most especially, I want to thank the fans for traveling through music with me in good and bad times.
Oh, what a classic banger! Boom! Wow, good to hear that for the weekend, isn't it? That's Celine Dion's acceptance speech for the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Billboard Awards. That's for Sheila in Fogarty. Wanted to hear that because she is on her way to the vets with her dog, Ference, who has fleas. So shout out to Ference there. Now, you can get yours. Request 287222. Start your message with the word Talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. And now it is time for the haters. And do you know why? Because the haters are going to hate. So it is the part of the programme, we do it on a Friday, where we collect all of the texts and tweets and messages we get from the absolute haters, the trolls, the people who despise with a passion this show, or me, or anyone who works on the show itself. But rather than ignore their texts and tweets and hatred, we give it to Con, and he takes them to the lift, and he reads them out loud for us. As it travels downwards through the building, it's Con descending. Cornelius should be in the lift now. Con, can you hear me? You in the lift? Con, hello.
Hello, John. Hi. Yes, here I am outside the lift. I'm going to get in now. This is what I've changed the station to. I think it's one of your favourites, John.
What is it now? What is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Kiss Fresh. Yes.
Let's begin. Oh, I've got to press all the buttons that are actually going down. Right, hi, John. I saw you on the telly last week, says Nick, with some awful knitwear. You dress like a cretin.
Right. Thanks very much.
Annoying, smug, humourless git. I'm not insulting you. I'm just describing you in an accurate way, says Sheila. Oh, hello, Matt. Come in. Hey. Hey, oh, hi, Catherine. Come in. Oh. Hi, guys. Matt, it's your last day here today.
It is, and this is my first time in condescending.
Blom descending.
Oh, so much fun.
How are you, Catherine?
I'm very well, thanks.
Cool, we're going down, I'm afraid. Hi, John. I wish you were a BBC cameraman so someone would run over you, said Nigel yesterday.
Thank you.
Go on, Matt, do you want to read this one out?
I wish Julia Hartley Brewer kept her word and actually punched Con.
Yeah, she did threaten me earlier in the week. Catherine, do you want to read out this one?
Hi, John. Is there any way to unsubscribe from you being in existence? Asking for a friend, Don.
Lovely. John, I really enjoy this show when you're off. When will you be sacked? Says James. It's a good question that we ask most days. It's a good thing that John... Sorry, no, we have to go down, yeah. It's a good thing that John is so small because I promised I would never punch a man shorter than me, says Tom. Go on, Matt.
Hi, team. Beverly Turner was right. Between the dwarf, the ones that can't read, and the miserable northerner, this is a shambles of a station.
All right, mate. Just because you're leaving, you don't just make them up yourself. I'm kidding. That's a... Oh, that was anonymous. Catherine's gone now. I saw something that immediately made me think of you. It was vomit on the floor covered in flies. That pretty much sums you up.
Thank you.
John, with all your travels around the world, how have you never caught a deadly virus? Said Mark on Twitter. And go on, Matt, your last one. Blom descending.
I read something that accurately describes Ass Podcast through the glass. The rankest compound of villainous smell that ever offended nostrils.
Villainous, good word. Your last words on Talk Radio and you got it wrong. Congratulations. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Cornelius. There, he's in the studio. The haters gonna hate. He's in the studio. He's in the lift. The haters gonna hate. Hey, 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 hey. K Cass is in the studio, though. You do smell of egg. You've come in here.
I do not smell of egg.
Villainous egg. Ow. Anyway, do you hate Cass? Do you hate me? Do you hate Con? Do you hate Chloe? Do you hate Victoria? Doesn't matter what you hate. If you just hate any of us or this show, don't be backwards in coming forward. Let us know, and you could feature in next week's Con Descending. Here's how to send your hate. 87222.
Starting message with a word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Starting message with hurt.
Right, in the next half an hour then, we bring you live music on the radio as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for us in the Virgin Radio Session Studio. Victoria's got bonus news as well. Before that, she's got the actual news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
At 3.30, here's Victoria.
Thanks, John. Jeremy Corbyn has insisted he's not a pacifist, accepting that military action may be necessary as a last resort. The Labour leader has also challenged critics of his national security and foreign policy during a speech in London.
The war on terror, which has driven these interventions, has not succeeded. It has not increased our security at home. In fact, many would say just the opposite.
Theresa May has accused him of abandoning patriotic working class people as she seeks to attract traditional Labour voters in the northeast of England. While the Lib Dems say plans to legalise cannabis that can be taxed and sold on the high street will be brought forward if they gain power next month. President Trump has warned the FBI director he fired against leaking anything to the media. He says James Comey better hope there are no tapes of their conversations. The World Health Organization says three people have died from Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. An epidemic has been declared in the northeast of the country. A school in East London says its staff are getting more training after a boy died following an allergic reaction to a school dinner. Nasser Ahmed's mother reckons the 14-year-old could have survived last year if staff at Bow School had administered his adrenaline. And Dappy has tweeted a message from his solicitors saying he's pleading not guilty to the charges he's facing after being arrested in Hertfordshire on Wednesday. The former N-Dubs rapper was charged with a public order offence, possession of a bladed article and assault by beating. And the weather, showers gradually easing this evening, but outbreaks of rain will continue across the west overnight. Feeling mild with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be warm and sunny for many. Showers for Scotland and rain in the west. Highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yeah, there is.
Because it's time for bonus news. We bring you this at 3.30 on a weekday. And the reason? Victoria's bulletins are 2 minutes. They used to be three. They got cut back. We don't know why. She gets paid the same. Has to make the time up. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. It covers everything off. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Absolutely loving that remix.
So Barack Obama is not a vegetarian, but this week he called for people to eat more vegetables.
Right.
So this happened at the Global Food Innovation Summit, which is being held in Milan.
What's innovative about it particularly?
They get Obama to talk about food.
All right, carry on.
Anyway, the former US president's encouraged people to adopt a more plant-based diet to help the environment. And he says the issue of methane produced by cows isn't discussed enough. Because that's damaging.
Well, hang on. Right, so if... Surely, this is backwards, because surely if we kill and eat cows...
Yeah.
There are fewer cows, and thus, fewer methane.
But also dairy. So, for instance, you're not going to kill a cow... You're not going to kill a dairy cow to eat it. But they are out there, you know, producing methane.
Yeah, so is he calling for an end to cows?
No. Well, he's just saying people should, like, just eat more plants.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop cows.
No, but if people, say, maybe buy, instead of cow's milk, they buy, like, a...
Pig's milk.
A non-animal type milk, like soy milk.
Breast milk.
Or oat milk. Or if they eat more veg, yeah, then it's going to help a bit.
But no, it isn't, because you're going to have more animals, because we're not killing them.
No, so but it's reducing the demand for the animals.
Yeah, but there'll be more animals.
No, not necessarily. They'll stop making them.
Well, that's cruel.
It's not.
It is.
The way they're treated is often quite cruel.
What about the poor animals that aren't there? What, think of them.
Well,
and then when they are there, that's nice for them.
It's not always nice for them. Like, have you seen some farms?
No, of course not.
Yeah, well, maybe
she I'm not backing this up with fact, I'm just saying.
Well, I've got some stats here.
Excellent news.
So some environmentalists say livestock are responsible for as much as 51% of greenhouse gas emissions. But obviously the livestock industry says it's not close. They say it's not even half of that.
Should we have a scrappage scheme like with diesel? So if you've got a cow, you can trade it in for an animal that farts less.
No. I don't think that will work, sorry.
Mm. Well, you could. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Because if you've got... Think about it. If you've got an animal that damages the environment, it would make more sense to trade that in for one that didn't damage it. So you've got a cow, and then you trade it in for a spider.
It's not an equal trade, though, is it?
No, well, not like there's a diesel car for an electric car, but that's what they're asking us to do. Mm. So it's the same. But it's, if that is the end game, then that's how I think it should work. Do you have any more?
Yeah.
But the music's run out.
Do it again. And if you want to see a picture of Obama talking about vegetables, you can. It's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E. So Morrison's, the supermarket chain, they're expanding their wonky fruit and veg range. So if you've not been put off by potential avocado hand, then you can pick them up for a third of the price at Morrison's from the end of the week.
You sound like an advert now.
Yep. So apparently the global price of avocado is at... record levels.
Other Morrisons are available.
Yep. Because of flooding, drought, late harvests and worker strikes in some areas. But they cost normally £1.5p each, which is up from last year, which is like 98p. But now, Morrisons, if you want a wonky one, 39p.
Do you want a wonky one?
Yeah.
All right.
You can see a picture of a wonky one on my Twitter page. Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
What have we got next?
A picture of a little girl cuddling what she thought was a potato has been shared thousands of times on Twitter.
I tried to think what it was.
It was a celeriac, actually. It's fine. So Samaya says she was...
Isn't that someone who's allergic to celery?
Samaya?
No, a celeriac.
No, celeriac's actually a vegetable, John. Anyway, Samaya was doing food shopping with her daughter when she stopped in the food and veg aisle to look at something which caught her eye and asked to have a picture taken. And she's cradling it like a baby, like cuddling up to it. It's quite weird. Look at it on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Is that your Twitter page?
Yeah!
Oh, no idea!
Oh my God, I don't know, you didn't know.
I didn't know, I just didn't know.
Have you found it?
I didn't know.
If you're not sure how to find it, you can go on twitter.com /Victoria_Bourne.
Does this work? Do you get, I mean, you do this every day. Do you get any more followers out of this?
A couple.
Yeah. Are they weird people?
I don't want to judge them.
Yeah.
Or you can search hashtag vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Veg, that was vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
It was vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
In the next bit of the programme, by the way.
Vegetable news.
No, we've done that. In the next bit of the programme, there will be live music, for I am now running downstairs during the traffic and travel and adverts to, to our session studio, which is basically Virgin Radio's, but we steal it from them on a Friday, and put our live musicians in there. It is coming next. We'll be talking to our guest today, our musical guest, and hearing a couple of tracks from him before 4 o'clock, when you'll have Yasmin Khan with Drive, of course. That was vegetable news. It was
vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable. Vegetable news. News. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. A Kind Revolution. Out now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A1 heading southbound is queuing at the moment following an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 19 for Catthorpe through towards junction 18 for Rugby. Congestion in the area back towards Lutterworth at junction 20. Heading to the M4 and eastbound, it's looking like we've got one lane closed with slow traffic as well due to an accident between junction 18 for Bath through towards 17 for Chippenham, taking 30 minutes to get through there. And if you're heading on the westbound stretch through Berkshire of the M4, you're going to find that slow going as well following an earlier accident. It's now been moved to the hard shoulder, but it's between junction 11 for Reading through towards 12 for Thiel. I'm Andy Broxton.
What could you do with an extra £500? That's what you'll get if you order a new Skoda Octavia before the 15th of May. You'll also get 2.9% APR representative and £1,500 towards your finance deposit. So go on, treat yourself to something nice. The Skoda Octavia. Visit your local Skoda retailer or skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Delivered by the 31st of July. 18 and over subject to status. T's and C's apply. Excludes SE Business and SE Technology. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and it's just coming up to a time, having just gone past another one. And I promised you live music. That's what we do on a Friday. We drag people in almost literally from the streets and put them in Virgin Radio's, session.
Cage.
If you like. Something, I mean, I don't know what... I mean, they call it a studio. It's not really, is it? But anyway, it's an area. It's a session area. A seria. But we don't stick, you know, Kaiser Chiefs in here. No, we take it back. We take it back to where the real music happens. And today we are joined by a man. He's called John Gallia. That's a type of melon, apparently.
Yeah, Gallia, yes.
Gallia, sorry. Yep, is that a type of melon, is it?
It is.
Oh, did you not think of changing it to another melon?
I did not. To be honest, I didn't realise it was a melon to start with. Someone told me, and I was like, oh my God, it's a melon.
Right. Because more stage-worthy name, and don't take this in the wrong way, but John Honeydew.
Oh, that works. That works, yeah.
Would have been quite a good... feel free to change that at any point. John Water.
Yeah, that's
anyway, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, very well, thank you. Thanks for coming in. We should just explain what you've got here. Keyboard, obviously.
Yes, a very large keyboard. Yeah, yeah, indeed. Nightmare to drag around. It's easier with the guitar.
Yeah, well, and you brought someone, George, with you, who's on the guitar.
Yes,
and
I have.
And wearing shades and a hipster beard, I noticed.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hi, George. There we go. So let's hear a tune first, and we'll have a bit of chat about you and stuff. But what are we going to hear first?
This track is a track I wrote recently called White Dove.
Never been good saying goodbye. Dreading this moment all of my life, and And I promised myself that I wouldn't cry. But it's killing me. You've had to fly away from me. Wherever you are, I pray that you're okay. Shining on down, watching over me. In my heart, I cherish the memory. Flicking through the photographs of all the good times that passed. But you've had to fly away like a white dove. Out in the sky, so high like a white dove. No more pain or suffering. Out of the cage, just spread those wings. And one day I pray I'll see again, you beautiful white dove. Can't stop the tears from crying, ocean. All these shoulda, woulda, coulda means nothing. Wish I could spend one more moment with you. Holding you in my arms, keeping you out of harm. But you had to fly away like a white dove. Out in the sky, so high like a white dove. No more pain or suffering. Out of the cage, just spread those wings. And one day I pray I'll see. Out in the sky, so high, like a white dove. No more pain or suffering. Out of the cage, spread those wings. One day I pray I'll see you again, you beautiful white dove.
Live music in your face, Virgin. That's how we do it on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. John, excellent stuff. So look, about you then. So I know you've street performed before.
Yes, yeah.
But you've moved on from that in a way.
Yes, so,
So talk us through sort of where you are now and what you do.
Well, so started like busking on the streets and also little bars and clubs around London, because I'm originally from a place called Great Yarmouth. Yep. So I moved here a few years ago.
I like the way
ago.
You said that, as though none of us had heard of it.
Sometimes you have to check. Yeah, like, yeah, oh, okay, where is it? Yeah. And so came to the city and been getting about and performing where you can, really.
Yeah.
And been performing this man for quite a while as well, George.
Yeah.
And
how come it's
fun.
Not called George and John though? How come it you get to steal all the limelight and poor old George
you're
over there?
You're going to cause tension.
Well, yeah. You know, every band should have a musical difference. So I'm just trying to throw some, you know, stuff in there for them to have a row about, in like Oasis or something.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. So, so in terms of gigs that you've been doing then, I mean, in terms of where you have moved on to, I mean,
come off supporting Boys Life, or doing a UK tour, which has been amazing.
So Boys Life,
yeah, they're like an amalgamation of Westlife,
yeah,
and Boyzone,
yeah,
and they're all together.
Yeah, see what they've done there. Yeah. Why don't they call it Life Boys? Oh, because that's a soap.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so all right. So is this now? Is this like a busted thing? Is this like a super group?
I think it, yeah. They've been doing it for a few years. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of like a busted thing.
So who's in Boys Life?
Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the guys doing that. And so yeah, just very lucky to get on and
that's great.
Follow them around, set them up, and yeah, it's been great.
And how are the crowds for that?
You know, they're really cool, and the feedback from the songs has been amazing. I don't know what George thinks, but it's been a blast doing it, and I just love performing generally and have the opportunity to do it.
Absolutely.
So it's very grateful. Yeah. And you know, from the streets to here is like a bit crazy how it's all going, really.
I mean, this has got to be a highlight for you now.
Oh, totally.
It's
absolutely.
All very well supporting Boys Life, but look at this.
This is big.
Did Boys Life say anything about Ronan Keating while you're on tour?
They didn't. They did. I think he did a message on their screens, wishing them good luck. But,
just heard something about Ronan Keating last week, which I can't repeat on the radio. Yeah.
Okay. Good times.
Moving on. Right. So, okay. Let's hear another song, shall we?
Yes.
What are we going to hear next?
Well, our big inspiration of mine is Elton John.
Yep.
And a guy called Ed Sheeran. And so
we've heard of him too. Like Great Yarmouth. Yep. We've heard of this.
So we decided to do a mashup of two of their songs, as you do.
Excellent.
And this track is called Tiny Castle. So there you go. Blue jean baby, LA lady, she seems just for the man. Pretty eyes, pirate smile, you're married to music man. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, singing to time, dancer and I miss the way. Make me feel it's real. We watch the sunset over the castle on that hill. Jesus reads out on the street, handing tickets out for God. Always in me, always with me, tiny dancing in my head. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, singing to time. She dancing in the flame. She's always in me, always with me. Tiny dancing in my head. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes. Singing to time, dancing, I miss the way you make me feel. It's real. We watch the sunset over the castle on that. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes. Singing to time. Music man, you married a music man.
Yeah!
A tiny castle.
That is how you do it. Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you so much.
That was excellent. So, okay, where do we find you and your work, John, online and so on and so forth?
Yeah, if everyone's on Twitter, it's the / John Gallia, J-O-H-N-G-A-L-E-A. If you give me a follow, I'll give you a follow back. Let us know what you think. On Facebook, it's John Gallia Music. I think on Snap, there's Instagram. There's
you're so modern, John, aren't you, really?
There's loads of them.
Yeah. I've never even heard of Snap.
It's next to Great Yarmouth. but thanks so much for coming in.
No, thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
Really good stuff. All right, Busker Sessions, that's what we do. No matter how successful they've got, we'll drag them in, we'll stick them in front of the microphones and lob them on Talk Radio to get you into the weekend on a Friday afternoon. Yasmin Khan, speaking of Friday afternoon, will be with you next, and she's probably there now. Hello, Yasmin.
You're hoping I am.
I am. Well, otherwise, I was going to have to talk for another 5 minutes because I can't see you because I'm down in the session
studio.
You're
in a different place.
That's right. Well, in many ways, yes. That's what many people say.
Well,
critics usually.
I can't comment. Massively busy afternoon. We've got a lot going on anyway, but there is breaking news about this cyber attack that has just hit hospitals. NHS services across England have been hit by an IT failure believed to be caused by a large-scale cyber attack. So we will look into that straight off the back of the news at 4 o'clock. We're also going to be talking about mental health and alcohol and the links between the two and why some people believe that it's not talked about enough. We know mental health isn't talked about enough. It has been Mental Health Awareness Week. We're going to be talking to Matt Todd, former editor of Attitude magazine, who's been writing about the links between the two and his own personal journey with that. So we've got that coming up. We've got Trending Review with Rachel Cunliffe, deputy editor of Reaction magazine. We're also speaking to a woman who was on the tube this week. She got on the tube just minding her own business, and 11 guys, a big bunch of guys on the platform started catcalling her and saying, "Hey, blonde hair, hey, red lips," all of this. We'll find out what happened because she gave them the middle finger and then it all turned very ugly. So we're going to be talking to her, finding out what happened and talking about catcalling and why it is never okay. And frankly, what happened to her, catcalling's too mild a word for it, what they were saying to her. Also in the studio today, I'm so excited. Maya Sondi and Nigel Boyle from Off of Line of Duty are coming in.
That's good.
Yes, that's very exciting. So no spoilers, but, you know, if you haven't watched it already, tough. We're also going to be talking about cheap weddings, Eurovision and music review because it's a Friday. Loads of stuff.
That is loads of stuff, isn't it? That is lots of stuff.
Yeah.
There. And yeah, you're right, interesting breaking news about the hospital,
yes.
Hospital thing. But, you know, they're used to bugs, so...
Not quite the same.
Okay. Right, fine. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, with you for Drive on a Friday. Thanks, Yasmin.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll be back 1 to 4 Monday. See you then. Talk Radio.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.